News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Congress hands President Trump another win. The House has given final approval to a bill that rescinds roughly $9 billion for foreign aid in public broadcasting. NPR and PBS are all set to collect about $1.1 billion. And don't be surprised to see more GOP-led belt tightening.
Oklahoma Senator James Lankford says all Republicans agree there needs to be a second reconciliation bill.
The problem is there's no clear definition of what that is.
Lankford says even though Republicans enjoy the majority, as he puts it, they need to get their ducks in a row when it comes to the types of spending that can be addressed in a second bill.
Rescissions are about annual spending. Reconciliation is about mandatory spending.
Lankford tells the Salem Radio Network his party may need a few more months to decide what budget and spending issues should be addressed in a second bill. Bob Agner reporting.
Striving for full transparency when it comes to President Trump's health, the White House says Mr. Trump has been diagnosed with what's known as chronic venous insufficiency.
It's a fairly common condition in older adults when blood flow valves don't work properly. The White House said the president underwent a medical checkup after he noticed mild swelling in his legs. A spokeswoman also said bruising on Donald Trump's hand that's been covered up by makeup is consistent with irritation from his frequent handshaking and the use of aspirin.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. The president asking Attorney General Bondi to expedite the release, subject to court approval, of all relevant grand jury transcripts from the Jeffrey Epstein case. The president on Truth Social writes, this scam perpetuated by the Democrats should end right now. Southern Louisiana is reeling after torrential rains unleashed flash flooding, and forecasters say that more rain is on the way. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures 62 points higher, the Nasdaq futures are up 29. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Progressive knows when you own a boat or RV, it's like you're automatically on vacation, even if you're actually a marriage counselor in the middle of couples therapy. But in your mind, you're camping in Acadia, puttering around Frenchman Bay. Your boat and RV are both protected, your lobster drenched in butter and... Uh-oh, did your clients just notice you weren't listening? Quick, do the thing where you just repeat back exactly what they said but as a question. They bought it. Now back to Maine, earning an automatic discount bundling your boat or RV with your home or auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your three-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a little bit muggy for your Friday.
And good Friday morning. It's 6:03. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I thought for a minute we didn't have you, Chuck, but I hear you chuckling. I know we do.
I thought your voice had changed.
Traffic and weather on the three.
Looks like a tractor trailer might be broken down here. I'm not sure what this is, but apparently on the right side, southbound 95, Caton Avenue Bridge area. So if you're coming down from Camden Yards, you're coming out to the southwest side of the Beltway. There's a police car behind it. They're on the right side, so there is room to get by, but it's drawing some attention right in that area. Baltimore County was reporting a tree down in Woodlawn on Security Boulevard, just to the west of Ingleside Avenue. The report says it's eastbound. It was taking up two lanes. So if you're coming over from Parallel Drive and in that area, definitely a heads up for that. Nothing major on the Beltway. The lanes are open in both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a little bit muggy for your Friday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Look for temperatures that will be slightly cooler, a little less humid. Still the potential of a few showers as we head into the afternoon and evening time. Tracking a few more storms as we head into the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is, however, warmer this morning at this time than it was yesterday morning at this time. Aberdeen already 75 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 80 outside. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. 6:04 Friday morning. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues. A volunteer with the Anne Arundel County Police Reserve Officer Unit has been indicted for threatening a federal official. Seth Jason of Edgewater allegedly made numerous calls to U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, threatening to kill her, her family, and staff. The calls were made between October of 2023 and January of this year from phone lines at Voice of America headquarters where Jason worked. If convicted on all charges, Jason could face up to 17 years in prison. He is no longer affiliated with the Anne Arundel County Police Department. City police investigating a shooting in East Baltimore. Officers called to a hospital around 6 p.m. Thursday after a man turned up for a treatment of a gunshot wound to the foot. During their investigation, police learned that the victim was in the 2000 block of Sinclair Lane when he was shot. There was no word on his suspect. Maryland AG's office has released the name of the man who died in the custody of the Baltimore City Police. 31-year-old Dante Melton Jr. was being restrained during a mental health crisis June 24. Police called for an ambulance. Dispatchers never received the call. Police did not know the system was down. Melton became unresponsive. There was no medic, so police took him to the hospital where he died. One sergeant and nine officers from the Operations Bureau have also been identified in the incident. The IID continues to investigate. 6:06 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBN. The lottery numbers from last night. Your pick three was 593. Pick four, 5474. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at AAIAudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Ravens got it done yesterday, an important move, agreeing with second-round draft pick Mike Green on a deal. No word on how much of the four-year, $7.4 million of the contract was guaranteed. Here's Green on his mindset coming into camp.
So you got to think about what more can you add to your defense. And I feel like the Ravens did a great job of picking somebody up that had previous success at getting to the quarterback.
Green at a Marshall University led the NCAA last year with 17 sacks. O's back in action tonight, beginning a seven-game road trip in Tampa to start the season second half. The team is only one game closer to a playoff spot after firing manager Brandon Hyde. Pardon me, and that was 52 games ago. With a lack of progress in the team's trade of Brian Baker last week, GM Mike Elias admitted there may be more on the horizon.
I think it's a step in that direction. I mean, there's no way around that. The timing of the draft and when you have draft picks involved in the trades kind of front loads these decisions, and it's earlier than my comfort level.
But it gets underway tonight with Charlie Morton opposite Taj Bradley at 7:35. And finally, day two of the Open Championship already underway at Port Rush in Northern Ireland. Harris English now with a one-stroke lead at 5-under through two holes. Scottie Scheffler yet to tee off his two strokes back. Rory McIlroy at 2-under, three back. Coming up in 30 minutes, the drama is finally over in Pittsburgh. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
From Reisterstown to Cape Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
We're not gonna take it.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Friday, July 18th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up on the program this hour, PSEG is suing more landowners over the MPRP power property land grab project. We'll take a look at that. Also, can the Epstein files actually be released? But our top story here today, once again, we've got Democrats with a comparison, a very dangerous comparison, very highly charged, ill-advised rhetoric, comparing President Trump to Adolf Hitler. And those these Democrats are Maryland Democrats. They are Montgomery County Executive Mark Elrich and Radical Jamie Raskin, also in the Montgomery County area. Here was their conversation just the other day. This is via Off the Press.
Why was you minded a lyric in Springsteen's song Youngstown, where he talks about the rubble of the steel mills when disinvestment in the steel mills collapsed America's steel industry? And he says the big boys did what even Hitler couldn't do, because Hitler would have dreamed of collapsing American industry. And to see Trump following in his footsteps, it's really, it's disturbing. Now, is there any sense, you know, there are people who are talking about clawing back some of the cuts. Is there any possibility that some rationality might emerge, at least in some corners of this?
Well, look, I mean, we're going to have to run on this. I mean, the Democrats in Congress are going to have to run on repealing all of these devastating cuts.
So that's a lot of voice you heard was Jamie Raskin agreeing with the Montgomery County Executive Mark Elrich, saying that Trump is following in Hitler's footsteps. And here we go again. Hitler is a man that started a world war. Hitler is a man that tried to exterminate an entire race of people, the Jewish people. 6 million Jews died in World War II in the Holocaust. Many more had to flee into other countries in order to escape certain death. And for anyone, I don't care, Democrat, Republican, anyone, to compare President Trump to Adolf Hitler, that is highly charged, dangerous rhetoric. And I think borders, this is what inspires people to try to assassinate President Trump and to attack President
Trump.
Oh, yeah,
Hitler. Wouldn't it be better if Hitler weren't around?
Yeah, because Hitler's evil. Hitler tried to exterminate the Jewish people. Hitler started a world war. Hitler wanted world domination. And you're comparing the current president of the United States to one of the most evil men, evil incarnate in history, and there are going to be a lot of loose cannons out there. People aren't wrapped too tightly that Elrich and Raskin have just now motivated and incentivized and inspired with another completely gross comparison.
My wife's mom was a Holocaust survivor. I find these kinds of comparisons incredibly insensitive, hurtful, and inappropriate, and I'm being very polite about it. What I really feel, I can't stay on the radio and be back the next day.
Yeah.
It is abhorrent to me. Just abhorrent.
All right. We'll have hopefully some numbers that you can register your complaints for Montgomery County Executive Mark Elrich and Congressman Jamie Raskin. We'll hear from the Maryland Freedom Caucus as well.
6:13 right now. Good morning. It's Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, let's start it off with Meet Stick Johnson.
We are at the Bay Bridge at Sandy Point. No problems at all. Both sides of the roadway clear. Two lanes eastbound, three lanes westbound right now. Looks like the early ride is going to be fairly quiet through the area. And then from there to Whitehall Road, the Severn River Bridge over towards I-97. All the lanes are open. Beltway looks good. Just had a quick check all the way around 695, including the southwest side. JFX is clear south of Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. Right now, no delays. Under 5 minutes at both the harbor tunnels, which is always a good thing. And we'll keep an eye out for the construction area. Not there yet, but in Harford County, heads up on 95 northbound later on at Route 24. And it looks like city crews are going to be working on a water main break. Be careful on St. Paul Street, just to the area south of 28th Street. It's actually at 27th Street on St. Paul. Of course, that's one way southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. You've heard this before repeatedly over the last couple of weeks. Muggy start to the day, then a mixture of sun and clouds. A little less humid, but still a chance for some stray showers. High today in the upper 80s. Pop-up storms possible over the weekend. So we still have that threat of a thunder shower with us through most of the weekend. Right now, cloudy. 75 in Columbia at 77 in Annapolis. In time for some one-liner news. And Steve Miller Band has announced their upcoming tour is canceled due to a combination of extreme heat, unpredictable flooding, tornadoes, hurricanes, and massive forest fires. They're invoking climate change as the reason.
We're canceling our summer concert because of summer.
Yeah. Shows are canceled from Phoenix, Arizona, all the way to Tacoma, Philadelphia, Atlanta, L.A.
L.A., yeah.
British government has decided to lower the voting age. That's right. How about that? Writing a song about a fossil fuel consumer, a jet airliner.
Right.
That was a big hit for him. British government decided to lower the voting age in the U.K.'s next election to 16. Apparently, most of the young voters are pushing for universal dental care, which is sorely needed in Great Britain.
As long as they cover braces, I guess.
An Xbox in
yes.
every house.
Juvenile dinosaur fossil skeleton was sold at auction this week for $30.5 million.
Ooh. Not many of us have a house big enough to yeah. hold a dinosaur.
Get ready for more Jurassic theme parks
yeah.
and movies coming soon. I have not seen the new Superman movie. I understand it stinks. But in the movie, the dog Crypto is prominently featured. And apparently puppy adoptions are now up over 500%.
Really?
Just based on Crypto. Also up 500% is a picture of dogs wearing humiliating uniforms.
Yes, I could say.
Costumes.
Does it come with a cape?
Capes. Doctors in the UK have announced the birth of 8 healthy babies through a pioneering IVF method that uses DNA from 3 individuals. Maury Povich can now tell parents, you are both the father. You've heard of thruples, right?
Oh, yes.
That's apparently what it is.
They have ridges.
Exactly. Today's National Caviar Day. Have you ever had caviar?
Oh, yeah.
I have never tasted caviar. Have you, Chuck?
I did, and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good caviar. Bad caviar just tastes like salty fish eggs.
Right.
But
what's the what makes it good then?
Delicate in flavor. It's I don't know. There's it sits easily in your tongue. You know, it's not something you gulp down. It's not a quarter right. pounder. It's a you take this tiny little spoon. You know,
I wonder Chuck didn't like it.
I don't want anything sitting on my tongue, especially his name Bruce.
Yeah. There you have the you know the oh, the McCaviar is yeah. coming soon.
Caviar, okay.
Yeah. No, right.
I'll take your word for it. Sad news: Connie Francis, aka born Conchetto Francanero, one of my all-time favorites. She passed away yesterday at the age of 87. You might remember her big hits: "Who's Sorry Now," "Where the Boys Are," stupid "Everybody's Cupid. Somebody's Fool," "Stupid Cupid." Yeah, she was from Jersey, and just a great. She had a lot of top 10 hits. She passed yeah. away at the age.
No, I was reading a story about she was in a deal with Bobby Darin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And her father pulled a gun on the guy.
Yeah.
And said, "That's it. You're out. Leave her alone."
Yeah. So, guy.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm convinced.
That's right.
Yeah. Bobby Darin said,
You won't see me again. That's a Beatles song.
Right.
All right. Big announcement last night by Stephen Colbert about The Late Show.
Before we start the show, I want to let you know something that I found out just last night. Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May. Yeah. And yeah, I share your feelings.
Self-important loser, Stephen Colbert, out, as is The Late Show. I mean, you know, these none of these shows are generating any ratings. They're too political. But Elizabeth Warren thinks that Trump did it.
Really?
Yeah. I'm sure CBS. Trump picks the phone. Get rid of Colbert.
Yeah.
I'm sure they
went sure. jump
yeah,
at his
exactly.
instructions.
So this is a funny story. Cameras everywhere these days. No one knows better than astronomer CEO Andy Byron and his chief human resource officer, Kristen Cabot. They went to the Coldplay concert in Boston this week.
That's embarrassing.
And Coldplay has something called the Coldplay Kiss Cam. Mm-hmm. And they scan the crowd to see couples holding hands or kissing. And guess what? They found both Andy and Kristen together.
Oh, look at these two. All right, come on. You okay? Oh, what? Either they're having an affair or they're just very shy.
Well, they quickly duck out of the spotlight. It turns out Andy is married, and they were having an affair.
Which ended yesterday.
You can see the terror on their faces as they're shown on the big screens. Andy's wife has deleted all her socials on that.
Can't imagine why.
Can you imagine?
Ooh. Oh, you know, they were way up on top of that,
they were.
That arena, and they thought they ain't going to get seen.
That is a classic.
Oh, my God.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 620, you're listening to The Morning Drive. And again, your reaction to two Maryland Democrats from Montgomery County, Mark Elrich, the county executive, and Congressman Jamie Radical Raskin, comparing President Trump to Adolf Hitler, a genocidal dictator. And we'll get your thoughts on that. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You're listening to The Morning Drive.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, Registered Investment Advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Hey, this is Mackenzie Frost from Fox 45 News. Join me every Thursday on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, where we talk about the major topic I'll be covering on Fox 45 News In Depth with Mackenzie Frost. Every Thursday, I go in depth on the most important news stories impacting Baltimore and Maryland. Now, you get an inside look at what I've uncovered before the show starts. Don't miss out and tune in for The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot Thursdays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
If you would like to call the county executive, Mark Elrich, and register your disgust over his comparing Donald Trump going into the footsteps of Adolf Hitler, here is his phone number. You want to grab a pen, piece of paper, and then I'll give you Jimmy Raskins here in a moment. County Executive Elrich, and we always say be polite, but, you know, be firm. Register your complaints. Area code 240-777-0311. That is the phone number to County Executive Mark Elrich, 240-777-0311. We'll give you Raskin's number coming up in just a second.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM at 623. Once again, it's time for traffic and weather on the threes. And here's Chuck Whitaker.
There are delays on the Capitol Beltway. If you're going into Northern Virginia, looking at the American Legion Bridge over the Potomac, the broken down vehicle is just beyond that and apparently in the traveled portion in the right lane. So there's a backup beginning at River Road. May go back to the area around Bradley Boulevard coming down from I-270. So that's in Montgomery County going into Northern Virginia. More of a rolling backup now, but there was a broken down vehicle crowding the right lane. We'll come back and revisit that. Beltway locally looks good. Maybe a little more traffic now southbound and filling in just a bit at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Muggy start to the day and then partly sunny and a little less humid, but still a chance of a stray shower, and we're up in the upper 80s today. Pretty much the same for the rest of the weekend. Right now, cloudy 74 in Ellicott City. It's cloudy and 75 in Baltimore City. And again, two prominent, and it's it was offensive the first time it was ever done, and it's extremely offensive now. And I do think we have a president now that when he was a candidate, former president, there were two attempts on his life,
by actually three,
when you consider the Iran plot that's out there. So you have the Butler, Pennsylvania assassination attempt, where he actually was shot in the ear, and then you have the other one at his golf course in Florida, and then you have the ongoing Iranian plot, and then you have a bunch of other people that have been either investigated or arrested for threats to the president. We have a Maryland man making death threats to Marjorie Taylor Greene, so we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But this is irresponsible, it is reckless, it is dangerous rhetoric. The Maryland Freedom Caucus has issued a statement regarding the comments being made by Congressman Raskin and County Executive Elrich. Here's what they said. The Maryland Freedom Caucus is appalled and disgusted by recent comments from Montgomery County Executive Mark Elrich and Congressman Jamie Raskin comparing President Donald J. Trump to Adolf Hitler, a genocidal dictator responsible for the murder of over 11 million innocent people, including 6 million Jews during the Holocaust. Such comparisons are not only morally repugnant and deeply offensive, they also reflect a complete collapse of historical literacy and intellectual seriousness within the Democrat Party. Furthermore, to insinuate the tax and spending cuts are worse than the systematic murder of millions of people is downright shameful. The Maryland Freedom Caucus calls on all responsible leaders, regardless of party, to condemn this rhetoric and demand a higher standard of public debate.
Yeah.
But when you talk about people like Mark Elrich and Jamie Raskin, the term higher standard is a complete oxymoron.
Oh, isn't Raskin a Jew?
Yes.
All right, so this is...
Elrich may also be Jewish. I'm not sure. Yeah. I have to look it up.
Yeah, I have no words. Truly, I have no words. I'm just sad that this is continuing. I think people would figure out that it's an inappropriate comparison to any other human being on Earth, with the possible exceptions of China during the Long March, or whatever the hell that was called, to Stalin and to Pol Pot. I mean, those are the only couple of individuals who on the planet Earth in recent history I could compare Hitler to. But Hitler had his own particular form of evil. It wasn't just killing people. It was then using their body parts for experimentation, to mine their bodies for the precious gold in their teeth. This kind of stuff, it was so inhuman. It was impossible for the U.S. troops liberating the camps at the end of World War II to comprehend what had happened, and to wonder in pure disbelief how they could be running ovens to cook human beings in outside small towns. And everybody in the small town said, "I had no idea." Bull hockey. So, I mean, it's just... I have no words beyond that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I'm on Raskin's website right now, serving Maryland's 8th District. They do not put a phone number on the website. So you can go to his website, raskin.house.gov, and you can email him if you want. You can email him there. It's right on the front of state and local affairs section. But we'll continue to work on getting the phone number for Congressman Raskin and his radical rhetoric that certainly is, you know, deeply offensive. And it's just, I got to tell you, at some point, you know, this is just an ongoing, I think, indictment of how the Democrats have completely lost their way. They used to be able to do battle in the arena of ideas. Okay, that's when they had them, and I'm talking about back to JFK, back to that Democrat Party. That Democrat Party is long gone. They have been completely hijacked by progressive radical Marxists. Look who's now getting sucking all the oxygen out of the room: the Mamdanis, the AOCs, the Jazzy Crocketts, the Ilhan Omars of the world, and the Bernie Sanders. These are avowed socialists. And in some cases, Marxists and communists.
Yeah.
And the old blue dog Democrats, the old moderate Democrats, you'd be hard-pressed to find any. There might be a few deals. Like Rokana is considered to be a more moderate.
Yeah, they're Republicans now. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. And I understand you don't like President Trump. You know, everybody else doesn't have to like him. But you should at least show some respect for the office.
629 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Glenn Birdie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure that no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the very best when it comes to your transmission. Now, both companies have been in business for over half a century. That's a century's worth accumulated of experience and knowledge. And that's about time now that the two premier transmission service companies team up. So whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured Franny for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Birdie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You get the same courteous, professional, expert service from both companies. Free area towing, and both of them have great financing available. Glenn Birdie Transmissions, 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com. Or Jim Jennings Transmissions, 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glenn Birdie Transmissions, Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
Coming up next, can the Epstein files actually be released? Time for news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Marylanders gathered across the state yesterday for Good Trouble rallies to honor late Congressman and civil rights leader John Lewis. The rallies in Baltimore, Annapolis, Baltimore County were among the 1,600 nationwide demonstrations to remember Lewis and speak out against the actions and policies of the Trump administration. Lewis used the term Good Trouble to describe the nonviolent demonstrations that led to the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Yesterday marked 5 years since his death. City police investigating a shooting in East Baltimore. Officers called to a hospital around 6 p.m. yesterday after a man turned up for treatment of a gunshot wound to the foot. During their investigation, police learned that the victim was in the 2000 block of Sinclair Lane when he was shot. There is no word on the suspect. Baltimore County Police arrested a suspect in connection with a July 12th shooting in Cockeysville. Jeffrey Davis faces several charges, including first-degree attempted murder for the shooting along Lord Byron Lane. Davis being held without bond at the Baltimore County Detention Center. Maryland GOP Representative Andy Harris has issued a statement following the congressional approval of a major cryptocurrency bill. The House Freedom Caucus chairman says the caucus reached an agreement to advance the president's agenda, which includes strong anti-central bank digital currency protections. The first district lawmaker says it is a significant win for the American people because government-controlled digital currency poses a direct threat to financial privacy and economic freedom. And a volunteer with the Anadarko County Police Reserve Officer Unit has now been indicted for threatening a federal official. Seth Jason Vegewater, who works at Voice of America, has now been indicted for making numerous calls to Marjorie Taylor Greene's office in Georgia, threatening to kill her, her family, and staff. 6:32, next, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Pick three, lottery number 593. Pick four, 5474. Now, traffic and weather on the Threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Capitol Beltway is a little bit better here on the outer loop at the American Legion Bridge. The problem was on the Virginia side. It was a broken down vehicle in the right lane and apparently was in the traveled portion. And just in the last 15 minutes now, the pace improving just a bit. Still slow in that area from Bradley Boulevard and River Road, but it is moving a little better now. And we'll come back and revisit that maybe 20 minutes, a half an hour or so. Might be a lot better through there. Beltway locally looks fine. We're only having brief delays right now southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a little bit muggy for your Friday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Look for temperatures that will be slightly cooler, a little less humid. Still the potential of a few showers as we head into the afternoon and evening time. Tracking a few more storms as we head into the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers with Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports brought to you by Greenman Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Burns with a chance to get off on the right foot tonight, facing Rays starter Taj Bradley at 735. The right-hander has made two starts this year against Baltimore, and the Birds have feasted on him both times. A combined 6 2/3 innings pitched, 11 earned runs and 14 hits allowed. Meanwhile, Charlie Morton for the Birds pitched 6 innings of one-run ball against the Rays in a 4-1 win back in June. The first pitch is 735 tonight. Speaking of Morton, Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic reporting, the Red Sox and Orioles are talking trade with Charlie Morton, the object of Boston's desire. Rumors linking the Red Sox to Morton have been making the rounds for a while now, but with the season-ending knee injury to Hunter Dobbins, Boston could use a fresh arm for the starting rotation. The Red Sox are on a 10-game winning streak entering the season's second half. Rosenthal also reporting the Birds have been listening to offers on both left-hander Trevor Rogers and closer Felix Bautista, a trade of either player considered unlikely. Day four today for the Ravens rookies in Owings Mills as they continue to learn the ropes of what the NFL is all about. One guy who seems to be ahead of the curve is first-round draft pick Malachi Starks. The safety out of Georgia was on the Ravens podcast, The Lounge, talking about what he's looking forward to.
You know, like, I'm a rookie. You know, it's okay to be a rookie. And I understand that. And I think I want to give myself that grace, but also I still have high standards for myself because I know the expectations that have been set. So just really trying to find a good balance within that process.
Does it help? Meanwhile, the drama is finally over in Pittsburgh. Threatening a holdout, T.J. Watt and the Steelers have agreed on a 3-year, $123 million contract, making him the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history. $108 million of that is fully guaranteed, the $41 million average per year topping by $1 million, the contract that Myles Garrett signed with Cleveland earlier in the offseason. And finally, extreme athlete Felix Baumgartner, the first skydiver to fall faster than the speed of sound during a 24-mile leap through the stratosphere more than a decade ago, has died in a crash Thursday along the eastern coast of Italy, according to an Italian official. Italian firefighters responded to a paraglider crashing into the side of a swimming pool. Baumgartner, known as Fearless Felix, stunned the world in 2012 when he became the first human to break the sound barrier with only his body, wearing a pressurized suit and jumping from a capsule 24 miles above Earth over New Mexico. Baumgartner topped out at 843.6 miles per hour, the equivalent of 1.25 times the speed of sound. Felix Baumgartner was 56 years old. The time now is 6:37. When we return, live sports continue to jack up the price.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greenman Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greenman Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greenman Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
First of all, what would possess anyone to go 843.6 miles per hour from 24 miles above the Earth?
Same reason people climb K2.
Yeah, because it's there.
This is different.
Yeah,
843 miles per hour.
I feel the need for speed.
Oh, I do wonder if I've wondered about this, but if he experienced any difference in his hearing following this, when you are actually the person, the thing breaking the sound barrier. I just wonder whether or not that sonic boom, if you feel it and hear it, or if somehow it's around and behind you.
I don't know. That would be the last thing on my mind.
This is way too deep for this hour of the morning.
Yeah,
the physics discussion. I have a bigger mystery. Why would anybody watch the WNBA?
Oh, no.
Hey, I watch it all the time. I love it.
Sean, stop it. He watches it all the time.
You were going to watch it. Sean told me that he was going to watch the WNBA this weekend. You know how they're having their All-Star weekend in India, until he learned that, unfortunately, Caitlin Clark is not going to be available.
I'm out.
So you're not watching?
No.
Name me another player besides Caitlin Clark or Angel Reese that you know about.
You tested me this. I struggled at first, and then all of a sudden, the name Sophie Cunningham came to mind.
So that's the only three players you know.
That's it. That's all I can do.
All right. Well, I know two more.
I remember Dawn Staley, but I don't know if she's still playing.
I think she's a coach.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's about it.
Well, no Caitlin Clark, no Sean Casey this
weekend.
That's right.
Out.
Goodbye.
I would take Sophie Cunningham's A, a smile, and B, knowledge of Krav Maga, pretty much over any other of the players.
What if Sophie would break the sound barrier? Do you think she'd hear it?
I don't know. I'd have to think about that. I'm sorry.
I'll be
off in the ether for the next hour trying to figure that one out.
6:39, 21 minutes down before the hour of 7 o'clock. By the way, the phone number for Jamie Raskin, I got his district office number, because when you call down to D.C., if you're not from their district, they don't take your call.
Right.
Okay? So here's the district office number for Congressman Raskin, 301-354-1000. Okay, area code 301-354-1000, and for Mark Elrich, area code 240-777-0311 to register your complaint about them comparing President Trump to Adolf Hitler.
6:40 right now, Friday morning, Talk Radio 680 at WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Caroline Leavitt yesterday was asked, I think by Jackie Heinrich, was asked yesterday exactly which part of the Epstein hoax is the hoax part. Fair enough question. And Caroline Leavitt had a pretty articulate answer.
The president is referring to the fact that Democrats have now seized on this as if they ever wanted transparency when it comes to Jeffrey Epstein, which is an asinine suggestion for any Democrat to make. The Democrats had control of this building, the White House, for 4 years, and they didn't do a dang thing when it came to transparency in regards to Jeffrey Epstein and his heinous crimes.
A dang thing. They didn't do a dang thing. Kind of charming, actually. She did point out, by the way, that during those 4 years, you never had a President Joe Biden or his auto pen suggest that they look into this. It was Donald Trump who said investigate.
It was this president who directed the Department of Justice and the Attorney General to do an exhaustive review of all files related to Jeffrey Epstein, which they did. The Attorney General and the FBI, led by Pam Bondi, Dan Bongino, Kash Patel, these are great patriots, some of the most trusted voices in the Republican Party movement. It's part of the reason the president appointed them to these high law enforcement positions. And they spent many months going through all of the files related to Jeffrey Epstein, and they concluded what they found in that memo, which they drafted and they released.
Now, all of us have worked for a boss at one point or another. And in the case of the president, his boss is the American people. And some of you think your boss has not recognized the hard work you've done in the past week, 2 weeks, month, 6 months, whatever the case might be. And you're a little peeved at that. And that's what I read into Donald Trump's comments about this from the get-go. It turns out I think I stumbled on something.
He doesn't like to see Democrats and the mainstream media covering this like it's the biggest story that the American people care about. The president has been working so hard this week. On Tuesday, he went to Pennsylvania, where he secured $90 billion in investments for the Commonwealth, for the people of that state. After that, he came back to the Oval Office at 8 p.m. He went in there to whip votes to get the Genius Act signed into law. And because of his efforts, that bill is now going to be signed and passed. The following day, yesterday, he meets with a foreign leader, the King of Bahrain, to secure more investments into this country. And then yesterday afternoon, the president is in the East Room of the White House mourning with parents who have lost their children because of fentanyl, signing a bipartisan piece of legislation. And not a single cable network in this country took that event live and covered that event like they should.
Yeah, so I can understand one would be peeved if after a week like that, the only thing people want to talk about is Jeffrey Epstein. I get it. I do.
6:43, Talk Radio 680 WCBN. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Now we're back into Annapolis, and all is well. Looking at the live shot here, westbound, coming over from Stevensville, then across into Sandy Point. All the lanes are open. Two lanes eastbound, no problems there. Still clear at Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge. Head over towards I-97. I-97 southbound continues to move okay, right at the ramp at Route 32. Much better now for the traffic on the Capitol Beltway between River Road and the American Legion Bridge. That earlier broken down vehicle on the Virginia side that was in the right lane has cleared now, and the pace is a whole lot better there. JFX is okay. Nothing major yet on the Beltway. The lanes are open. You'll have at least some delay and some brake light activity as you're going south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be partly cloudy today, a little less humid, but a chance for a stray shower. Highs in the upper 80s. Pop-up storms possible throughout the weekend. And right now, we're looking at 73 under cloudy skies in Reisterstown, and it is 74 in Pasadena. And time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest item trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Bill
Johnson. Holy underwear!
Holy underwear! Got at least two holes there.
Reverend. Three, typically. Unless you're a peg leg.
Mm-hmm. Or unless you're a woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two legs, Sean. Okay. One waist.
How do you want to go there?
Two legs, one waist. Three.
You said three.
No, you said at least two. I said at least three.
Well,
you got your waist, you got both legs.
Okay. Oh, I see. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
What about another one?
He's into the physics here.
There's more. There's another one.
I'm into math. Whoa. High math. I can add to three.
So today's Sunday's National Ice Cream Day. And again, you know, what's a lost art? Do you remember the ice cream man?
Oh, yeah.
That used to come through your neighborhood?
Wait a minute.
Was it turkey in the straw? So I distinctly remember the Good Humor Man. Mm-hmm. And another truck, Mr. Softy. Remember Mr. Softy?
Right, sure.
Yeah, so I mean.
Was Bruce's nickname, wasn't it?
the bad humor man.
That's right. Stay away
That's
from
why
the,
we're Mr. Softy.
I don't want to go in ice cream today, Bobby. It's the bad humor man. Are they still around? Mr. Softy's still around? Because, I mean, in my neighborhood, and which is now an older neighborhood, I occasionally see an ice cream truck, but it's more like snowballs and stuff like that. But they do have ice cream, but they don't come around in the summer every day or every night. Maybe it's because there's, and there are children in the neighborhood, so I just was wondering if they're still around, if people still have the Good Humor Man and the Mr. Softy. Because remember, you'd hear the bells ringing, and you knew they were a couple blocks over, and you'd run in to the house and, Mom, it's a Good Humor Man. I need some money.
Yes.
And then, of course, Mom would give you money. Then you go stand in the line and get your favorite ice cream. It's a lost art, I think.
Mr. Softy down here shows up at the state fairs and all the carnivals.
Yeah, I get that. I'm just saying, do they go through the neighborhoods anymore?
Not like when they used to. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think
they're afraid of too much, you know, robbery and stuff.
Yeah, you're probably right. Applebee's adding new entrees, two for $25 deal. That's the new chicken parmesan fettuccine, the big bangin' burger. That's for you, Chuck. And the oriental chicken salad at Applebee's.
Out on Augusta Avenue, I think.
Hey, McDonald's in Malaysia is rocking it. They've now got double XL fries. You know, you get a large fry.
Right.
This thing, it's like a wide body of fries. Take a look at this fry package, if you will. That's a big fry package.
It's like four times the size of the glass.
It's about 6 inches wide and about 3 or 4 inches deep. That's a meal in and of itself.
Yeah. Right.
So we just mentioned fairs, Chuck. At the Orange County Fair, this might be the strangest fair item I've ever seen. They're calling it the bean and cheese cone. This is a slow-cooked beans, melty shredded cheese, hot sauce, and queso packed into a waffle cone.
Okay.
I think that sounds good.
At the Orange County Fair in California.
I like that.
Yeah. It's also the Chipotle's guac-inspired lip stain is back. Probably not for long. This is it's green, as you might. They're calling it Lipotle lip stain.
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh, boy. Sometimes they're just really desperate for food news. What can I say? All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that.
I'll go think about that one.
All right, 648. Bill is in Owings Mills. Bill, what can you tell us about the ice cream man?
Well, Sean, when I was a kid, I live over here down in the Owings Mills side of Worthington Valley.
Okay.
The Glendon. I don't know why it's called Owings Mills, but that's what it is. Anyway, we never saw the Good Humor Man over here.
Really? Never came? Well, no. I bet, is that because the houses are so far apart?
Back in the 60s, we still were a farm community, and I guess it just wasn't, you know. But when I was a small child, my parents rented a house out on Main Street in Reisterstown, and we had, well, and even over here, we had the milkman.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
We got Coon's Milk, and the milkman, he delivered eggs, donuts, milk.
I remember there was Cloverland and Greenspring.
Did yours go separated? Yeah. Cream on top?
Yep.
Separate little bubble on the top?
Yeah. And I always remember the Eggman. The Eggman also used to deliver at my house.
What about the Walrus? I remember the Eggman also.
Yeah. Oh, the Walrus. Exactly.
He moved to Florida.
Cuckoo Kajoo.
The Good Humor Man never showed up. Very seldom. But then again, we never saw county police either.
Yeah. Oh. Bill, by the way, it's Owings Mills because Samuel Owings had a mill in that area. If you go down Reisterstown Road, it used to be right around the corner from where the station was. There used to be a regular restaurant called the Owings, called Samuel Owings. Yeah. And they tore it down.
I know where the three mills are. I used to haul hay and stuff to Gross when they owned the upper mill. But we're down here. I'm closer to Glendon than I am to Owings Mills.
Okay, I know exactly where you are.
I'm 3 miles from Glendon Post Office, and I'm 8 miles from Owings Mills Post Office.
Yeah, okay, but it's
you're not close to anything, sport.
You're out there, Bill. You're out there.
Losing it. That's
you are obviously scarred for never having experienced the Good Humor Man or Mr. Softy.
Yeah, but we used to love it when the county would come through and tar and chip the roads.
Bill, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. And the memories. Oh, yeah, those are fond memories. 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Coming up next, PSEG is suing more landowners over the MPRP project. And we'll tell you how Delegate Mangione's town hall went the other night in Hereford. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up-and-running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber-securing, must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data-managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through July 21st, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card for your business. Call and switch to Comcast Business today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up at the 7 o'clock hour this morning, Cory Booker, Spartacus has a hissy fit. Donald Trump says, hey, guess what? The Wall Street Journal, lawsuits on the way. We'll find out why. And a whole set of immigration tips for those in the audience who may be here illegally. 9 worthwhile immigration tips on how to avoid being snatched up by ICE. I think you'll find them extraordinarily helpful. 6:53 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Northbound 95 is still clear in Harford County. Looking at the live shot here at Route 24. No construction right now. Doesn't even look like they're in the area so far. So that's good news. No backups at least early at the 76-mile marker here northbound. Beltway, somebody has the day off today. The Beltway looks fantastic on the Parkville side through Green Spring down the west side. JFX doing fine between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your weekend starting today, Friday. Of course, muggy start to the day, and then we start off cloudy, maybe mix a few rays of sunshine in there at some point a little bit later on. Less humid, still a chance for some stray showers. Highs in the upper 80s, pretty much the same for the rest of the weekend with a threat of thunderstorms out there. Cloudy, 76 in the city, 76 in Middle River. So the ongoing MPRP project, this is the 70-mile transmission line or power line going through Baltimore, Carroll, and Frederick counties, continues to be a hot topic and a spark of debate. And now it's ratcheting up. And that PSEG, the Public Service Enterprise Group, who is already suing 100 landowners to access to their private property so they can do their survey to basically end up taking your land or running their power lines right through it, allegedly for the power grid in Maryland, but we now know it's for the use of data centers. Maybe in Frederick County, but mostly in Northern Virginia. In any event, PSEG went to court on Tuesday of this week, filed yet another federal lawsuit for another 200 landowners, and they say that a third lawsuit seeking access to private property for land surveys could be coming as well. So Wednesday night at Hereford High School in Baltimore County, Delegate Nino Mangione, Senator Christopher West were there holding a town hall and to get feedback and from folks, landowners, property owners, farmers, etc. in Baltimore County to see what, if anything, is there anything that can be done to stop PSEG from accessing their property. And first up, Delegate Mangione reacts to the judge's ruling in this case.
Federal judge, this decision to allow this out-of-state company to invade the private property of landowners without having the permits from the Maryland Public Service Commission. That's where this fight is going.
Now, he's absolutely right. So you do not have a permit from the Maryland Public Service Commission. 4 of the 5 commissioners are controlled by Governor Moore. All Governor Moore has to do is pick up the phone. Yep. Just pick up the phone and say, stop this nonsense now until we get a better study, until we get a feasibility study. Can it be done on existing power lines? There are any number of things that can be done, but this is being fast-tracked to take your land if they're interested in your land in Baltimore, Carroll, or Frederick County. So Delegate Mangione is 100% on the mark here. No permits have been issued yet, and yet they want access to your land. They want to be able to come into your land to potentially take it by eminent domain. And Delegate Mangione says he is going to be the intervener here. He's going to try to get in the way between PSEG and the landowners and perhaps anybody else that is seeking to grab people's land in Baltimore County through eminent domain.
I'm actually intervening in the process. I'm going to be what they call an intervener so I can let their story be heard from their elected official. I've been to their farms. I've been to their homes.
Yeah, so again, if you're a property owner and look, PSEG wasn't invited the other night, but they did issue a statement saying PSEG has engaged in extensive efforts beginning of the fall of 24 to reach out to the affected landowners to have an open dialogue regarding the types of land surveys that are being requested by state agencies as part of the CPCN process and to obtain voluntary access agreements with landowners to conduct those surveys. Because many landowners refused our efforts, gee, I wonder why. And in order to obtain this survey data information, PSEG previously sought and has obtained a court order confirming that state law allows us to access a number of properties to complete the required surveys. That process continues with the additional properties included in this filing. My question is this, Bruce. Who, if anyone, is protecting property owners, landowners, farmers, etc.? Who?
Nobody. Because the governor will find a way of graciously stepping aside from this argument, or he would have stopped it already. What he's doing, basically, is saying, I want to be on everybody's side right now, and we'll hope somehow I avoid having to make a decision. This is really no different than Barack Obama showing up at the Illinois State Legislature and voting present for the entire time.
I think the difference here is, though, Governor Moore, on several occasions, has said, I stand with the people. Not PSEG, not the Public Service Commission, not PJM in charge of the grid through the 13 states. He didn't say he stood with them. He didn't say, I stand with these agencies or corporations. He says, I stand with the people.
Yeah, I'll have a gracious fight and lose and say, I'm so sorry, we give it a good try.
Yeah. You might be right.
I'm a little cynical about this kind of thing.
Well, you have every right to be cynical when it comes to somebody like Wes Moore, who is talking out of both sides of his mouth. Until we see some meaningful, legitimate action from this governor, we know he's not on the side of the people. He just imposed a $1.67 billion tax increase on us. Again, he criticized President Trump for layoffs. He's doing the same damn thing. And now when it comes to taking people's property, he proclaims, I stand with the people, but he's nowhere to be found. All right, coming up next, Spartacus and Democrats have a hissy fit over confirmation hearings, and Trump will sue the Wall Street Journal over an Epstein hit piece. Stay with us.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. $9 billion worth of planned federal spending on foreign aid and public broadcasting will be canceled. The House has given final congressional approval to the spending cuts. White House Budget Director Russ Vought says it's a good start.
We were watching closely about that first vote, and I think it's likely you'll see an additional package. We're not here to announce anything on this front, but in terms of seeing whether this was a useful effort that was not a waste of time, it certainly has satisfied that threshold, and we'll see where we go from here.
After noticing some minor swelling in his legs, President Trump underwent a battery of medical tests.
Bilateral lower extremity venous Doppler ultrasounds were performed and revealed chronic venous insufficiency, AB9, in common condition, particularly in individuals over the age of 70. Importantly, there was no evidence of deep vein thrombosis or arterial disease.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. An airstrike on a Gaza church prompted President Trump to make a phone call to Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
Three people were killed and 10 were wounded, including the parish priest, when an Israeli shell slammed into the only Catholic church in the Gaza Strip. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt was asked about President Trump's response.
It was not a positive reaction. He called Prime Minister Netanyahu to address the strikes on that church in Gaza.
She said Netanyahu told the president it was a mistake to hit the church. The prime minister later released a statement saying Israel regrets the church strike. Greg Clugston, The White House.
On Wall Street, stock futures modestly higher this hour. The Dow futures are up 21 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 11. The S&P futures better by 2 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switched from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia. I got a tour of their headquarters. I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
Good morning. It's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a report of a minor wreck. I haven't seen it yet. Northbound 95 in the area between the Beltway and White Marsh Boulevard. I've been looking up and down through there. King Avenue and Rossville Boulevard up through there. The report said they were in the median. Again, I don't see it. But if you're going north, coming up from the city-county line out to White Marsh beyond the Beltway, you may have some activity there off to the left-hand side. Only brief delays southbound right now at both the Harbor Tunnels. JFX, you're good to go this morning between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a little bit muggy for your Friday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Look for temperatures that will be slightly cooler, a little less humid. Still the potential of a few showers as we head into the afternoon and evening time. Tracking a few more storms as we head into the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers with Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, it's pretty warm outside already. My Ellicott City, 74 degrees. Right now, Reisterstown, also 74 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04, and I am Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A volunteer with the Anne Arundel County Police Reserve Officer Unit has been indicted for threatening a federal official. Seth Jason of Edgewater allegedly made numerous calls to U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, threatening to kill her, kill her family, and kill her staff. The calls were made between October 2023 and January of this year from phone lines at Voice of America, which is where Jason worked. If convicted on all charges, Seth Jason could face up to 17 years in prison. No longer is he affiliated with the Anne Arundel County Police Department, by the way. City police investigating a shooting in East Baltimore. Officers called to a hospital at around 6 p.m. yesterday after a man turned up for treatment of a gunshot wound to the foot. During their investigation, police learned that the victim was in the 2000 block of Sinclair Lane when he was shot. There is no word on the suspect. The Maryland AG's office has released the name of the man who died in the custody of the Baltimore City Police. 31-year-old Dante Milton Jr. was being restrained during a mental health crisis. June 24th, police called for an ambulance. Dispatchers never received the call. Police did not know the system was down. Milton became unresponsive, and with no medic, police took him to the hospital where, unfortunately, he passed away. Maryland's gathered across the state of yesterday for Good Trouble Thursday, rallies to honor the late Congressman and civil rights leader John Lewis. The rallies in Baltimore, Annapolis, Baltimore County, among the 1,600 nationwide demonstrations. Lewis used the term Good Trouble to describe the nonviolent demonstrations that led to the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Pick three, lottery number 593. Pick four, 5474. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I'd think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Pretty optimistic outlook provided by Orioles GM Mike Elias last week during the Marlins series before the All-Star break, talking about the current state of Baltimore baseball.
This team is playing much, much better since the beginning of the season, and I think we've been playing at a playoff clip for a while, and the team's looking more and more like it should and like itself. And
only problem with that is the bar was so low to begin with. Team's record was 15-28 when Brandon Hyde was let go. They're only 28-24 under Mancelino, and have moved up only one game in the playoff standings. But it all gets back underway tonight in Tampa at 7:35. It'll be Taj Bradley for the Rays, Charlie Morton on the hill for Baltimore. More from Ravens rookie safety Malachi Starks, who, with the potential season-ending injury to Ardarius Washington, will have a lot on his plate beginning next week. How does he handle the responsibility?
Looking at it, you know, as a privilege. I think it's what I asked for, you know. When I signed up, I knew what I was signing up for, and really just taking that on with the right head. And
Starks has been taking first-team reps basically with the team since day one. Day two now of the British Open underway as we speak at Portrush in Northern Ireland. Brian Harman now in the lead at 5-under through 8 holes. Scottie Scheffler, 2-back, has yet to tee off. Rory McIlroy through 6 now is 4-back at 1-under. Coming up in 30 minutes, the trade rumors surrounding Adley Rutschman just won't go away. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust. Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? Well, they've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, we're just now joining us. Thanks for tuning in. You missed the first hour of the program in which we told you Maryland Democrats Mark Elrich and Jamie Raskin once again comparing President Trump to Adolf Hitler. More fighting, of course, with the NPRP. But coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at some immigration tips. President Trump has announced he is going to sue Rupert Murdoch in the Wall Street Journal for the hit piece they ran on Jeffrey Epstein against him just the other day. But we're leading off today in this hour with Spartacus. Senator Cory Booker and the Democrats throwing a hissy fit over a couple of judicial confirmation hearings yesterday.
Okay, now, they've got to set the background for this. There's a hearing, judicial committee. Cory Booker, a senator from New Jersey, and they didn't want to hear this particular candidate. The guy's last name again is...
I think it's Emil Bove.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because Donald Trump may have him in mind for the Supreme Court somewhere down the road. So basically, they'd like to torpedo the guy now before he gets any further along in the process. So all the Democrats decided, well, we're going to leave. We'll just all leave, because that's the mature thing to do. So while they got up and began to leave, well, Cory Booker said, hey, wait, I can't leave until I have a hissy fit.
Why are you doing this? This is outrageous.
This is a kangaroo court. That's what we have here.
This is wrong. To violate your own rules without going by the mandates of the parliamentarian.
On Kyle,
this is unbelievable. There's a way to do this. If you want to force this through, if you want to ram this through, there's a way to do it in accordance to the rules as spelled out by the parliamentarian. It is simple. It is clear. There's a pathway to achieve what you're trying to achieve.
Then he said, harumph, 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 and left the room, as did all the Democrats. Now, here's a little background on this. Katie Britt, the Republican senator, also in that meeting, in that hearing, said the chair, Grassley, had reviewed with everybody there that there were a number of different hearings going on the Hill, that members had approached him and said, we have to be here, there, and everywhere. So he said, we only have an hour and 45 minutes for the entire hearing today. However, everybody's comments, even if given afterwards, will be on the record. We'll make sure of that. And we'll hold another session, if necessary, somewhere down the road. That's the general background. So here's Britt.
Chairman Grassley had come at the very beginning and let us know we had multiple hearings across the Hill. And so he had given us an hour and a half to work through those things and to let people speak. So certainly believe in everyone having an opportunity to voice their opinion and have that dialogue. I think Chairman Grassley gave that and then also cited precedent where when Chairman Durbin had done something very similar.
Yeah. So in other words, there's precedent for exactly what happened. But of course, the Democrats didn't want to hear that because they're no longer a political party. They're now a theater troupe. It's a Democrats traveling theater troupe. So Britt says, well, she wishes they would have stayed and talked. We know they have disagreements, so why not talk about them? But instead, it was like, no, we're done acting like grown-ups. We're going to act like babies.
I certainly wish that that they had stayed and let their voices be heard with regards to recording a vote, but that's not the pathway that they chose.
Yeah, that's not the pathway they chose.
Yeah, they did the same thing with Judge Jeanine Pirro's confirmation hearing yesterday as for U.S. attorney, which, by the way, she did. She was confirmed as the permanent U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia. But yeah, this is what they do when they don't have the numbers, when they don't have ideas. Yeah. It's gimmicks and publicity stunts and street theater. That's who the modern Democrat Party is right now.
Clarence Darrow, who ran the Scopes trial way back when, lawyer, he was on the favor of teaching the monkeys stuff. He said, well, you have three choices. You can argue the law, you can argue the facts, and if you don't have either of those, you pound your shoe on the table and make a fuss.
That's right.
And that's what the Democrats decided to do. 7:13, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
But I'm just riveted when Jamie speaks. It just gets my attention.
Okay.
Just keep waiting for him to go, Elaine, you know my nephew has a place. I swear to God, every time I see him, I think the same thing. JFX, you're fine. Ruxton Road, looking here live at the City-County Line. Very nice for a Friday morning. Beltway, smooth this morning. Hartford Road, through Green Spring, even down the west side. No delays at all from 795 down to Frederick Road. We've been cleared both the tunnels, and that's another bonus. Very nice today. And then that drive south towards 95 Russell Street, 395. The lane's clear out to the southwest side of the Beltway. A little busy on the Capitol Beltway, but did recover from that earlier broken down vehicle. It was a big backup there for a while from River Road around to the American Legion Bridge, and now clear into Northern Virginia on the northwest side of the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a muggy start to the day. Partly cloudy, a little less humid, and highs about in the mid to upper 80s with a chance of a thunderstorm today. Pop-up storm remains a threat throughout the weekend. Right now, cloudy, 76 in Middle River, and it is 76 in Severn. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, the president, the other day we were talking about the people that noticed his hands were bruised and a little bit swollen on the back of his hands. And, well, it turns out there was something to that. Mm-hmm. And yesterday the president wanted to get it all out, make sure in transparency and get public. And that question did come up at the White House press briefing. And the press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, said that the president had been examined by the doctors and here were their findings.
On another note, I know that many in the media have been speculating about bruising on the president's hand and also swelling in the president's legs. So in the effort of transparency, the president wanted me to share a note from his physician with all of you today. In recent weeks, President Trump noted mild swelling in his lower legs. In keeping with routine medical care and out of an abundance of caution, this concern was thoroughly evaluated by the White House medical unit. The president underwent a comprehensive examination, including diagnostic vascular studies. Bilateral lower extremity venous Doppler ultrasounds were performed and revealed chronic venous insufficiency, a benign and common condition, particularly in individuals over the age of 70. Importantly, there was no evidence of deep vein thrombosis or arterial disease.
Yeah, so that's good news. This is common as you get older. Then some of the valves in the veins don't work as good. So there's a little backup of blood in the veins getting back to the heart.
Yep.
And it causes some edema or swelling, as it is known. And it can be managed with compression, stockings, and any number of things. But it is not life-threatening. So that is good news.
Sure, I saw that on his hands. I thought he just spent too much time with a heavy bag.
Yeah.
You know,
it kind of looked like it a little bit.
Really did.
Ken Langone, the co-founder of Home Depot, was a Trump supporter in the first term, kind of wandered off the reservation, over the J6 stuff and the election challenges. But now Ken Langone is back on the Trump train.
Look, let me tell you right now, I am sold on Trump. In fact, I'll say this. I think you've got a good shot at going down in history as one of our best presidents ever.
That is a real turnaround because you didn't want to vote for him.
I tell you the reason. I want to tell you, I'm a believer. What I'm seeing happening is absolutely nothing short of a great thing. And there's a beat. People are walking with more bounce than it's all around.
I gave you quite a bit of grief.
Huh?
I gave you grief.
You give me grief?
I gave you grief when it was a binary choice. You're still complaining about Trump and it was a binary choice. It's like, are you kidding me?
Knowledge implies one thing. When you made a mistake, admit it.
Okay.
I think this guy is turning out to be a president.
Right.
One of the pilots on that miraculous trip to Iran that we wiped out, whatever the hell we wiped out.
Right.
He said, you're the only guy that in the presidency that would have done what you did. One of the pilots said that.
Yeah.
And you know what? He's probably right.
Yeah, that's on CNBC. Ken Langone doing a reversal there. But a lot of people now jumping on the Trump bandwagon or Trump train. Peter Navarro was part of the White House Council on Economic Advisors saying this tariff revenue, all the so-called pundits and experts predicted it was going to cause inflation to rise and it was going to be the worst thing that's ever happened in the United States. Well, think again.
They're not tax hikes, they're tax cuts. We've had $100 billion so far we've raised in 6 months. We're going to have trillions over the 10 years, and that's going to pay for the big, beautiful bill, tax cuts, and debt reduction by the tune of about $2 trillion.
Also yesterday, the president gave Iran a deadline by August 31st to sign a new nuclear deal. If no deal is reached by the deadline, then the snapback sanctions will go into place that were lifted out of the 2015 Iran deal. Remember what happened last time Iran ignored Trump's deadline.
Boom. Yes. Boom, boom.
House passed the Genius Act, two other crypto bills, including, I think the most important one, was the anti-central bank digital currency. So, again, nobody wants a central bank digital currency where they can spy on your transactions. And so that was important yesterday. The president's going to sign that bill today. Maureen Comey's lashing out if she was fired by Attorney General Pam Bondi. And, again, she said, fear is the tool of a tyrant. Wielded to suppress independent thought. But let's remind people, Comey filed the key court declarations to keep the Epstein files from being released under a FOIA request. She was also the prosecutor in the 2019 Epstein case, the Ghislaine Maxwell case, and the Diddy case. She's listed as one of the prosecutors who was involved in the deleted Epstein prison footage. Just remember that. D.C. Chief Judge James Boasberg and other D.C. judges, this is a shocking admission. He admitted bias against the president during a March 2025 judicial conference with Chief Justice Roberts, according to a memo obtained by The Federalist. So he should immediately recuse himself from all things Trump. Fed Chair Jerome Powell has been criminally referred by Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna for alleged perjury that he alleged comments made about the 2.5 Fed building renovation there. So, and again, the White House counsel now investigating the growing Biden auto pen scandal. 1 million documents now are under review. KJP has now been subpoenaed for her testimony on the Biden mental health decline. Day 180 in the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A, 7:21, and you are listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. The law offices of Michael A. Freeman remind me to remind you that get that insurance policy out today. The best defense against your automobile accidents that end up in serious injuries is making sure that you're covered against the person that hits you with no insurance or doesn't have enough insurance. And so there are several ways you can do that. One is your uninsured, underinsured coverage or provisions of your policy, which Maryland law is only $30,060. That's not going to get you very far if you're seriously injured and you have medical bills. So Michael recommends at least minimum $100,000, $300,000 for uninsured, underinsured. And check that PIP coverage. That's personal injury protection coverage under your insurance policy. That also should be up to snuff. Any questions, just give Michael's office a call. 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203. Or you can check him out online at maflaw.com.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around. Plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning, it's 7:23, Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. And once again, here is impatient for tea time, Chuck Whitaker.
Oh, not yet. It's a little early for that yet. You know, I can wait a little while.
To 9:01?
I have to have a few beverages before I go.
Oh, I see.
The Bay Bridge is still clear, 2 eastbound, 3 westbound right now. No issues there coming in from Whitehall Road and then heading over towards Kent Island. A lot more traffic, though, in the last couple of minutes in that area from Whitehall Road. So we'll see if it starts to back up a little bit as we get into Sandy Point. Still clear up at the ramp at I-97 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We start off muggy with a partly cloudy sky, a little less humid chance of a stray shower today. Highs upper 80s. Pretty much the same for the weekend. Right now, cloudy 75 in Parkville, 77 in Pasadena.
It's 7:24 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM coming up after the 7 o'clock, or 7:30 news, by the way. Trump says to the Wall Street Journal, hey, guess what, guys? Lawsuits on the way. You'll find out exactly why coming up at around 10 minutes right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. But yesterday, once again, it was Nancy Pelosi at what some would call, I guess, her best.
Elvis Presley is alive.
She's drunk and evil.
Nancy the Nipper, she's ruthless and sly, with her dentures rattling and a gleam in her eye. She kicked Joe out with her old friend Chuck. Nancy the Nipper, she don't give a fuck.
7:25 right now. Once again, Nancy Pelosi spoke yesterday, almost found herself in the tall grass, lost within moments, actually.
The Supreme Court, cowards that they are, have said the president can, for now, undo the Department of Education. And they fraudulently put themselves forth as fiscally sound. It's so sad. And now they want to spend money at Alcatraz because the president saw a movie 4, 5, 6 decades ago. This is the stupidest initiative they have put forth.
Yeah, why examine something that's been used as a prison previously to see whether or not it could be used as a prison once again? Why do that even? Gosh, Nancy, you're so on cue.
He's putting gold stuff in the White, in the Oval Office, and demolishing the Rose Garden, and I mean, really, what's he become, an interior decorator or something like that?
It's Nancy Pelosi talking about Donald Trump, the interior decorator for the White House. And then she wandered off into a wall somewhere and spent the rest of the day lost in the halls of Congress. Look, Sean, all I got to say is the problem that the Democrats have, the problems, they're multifold. And she is one of them. She represents a very different kind of Democrat Party than people like AOC, people like Jasmine Crockett, people like outside of Congress, like Zohran Mamdani want to see. They want a far left, younger, edgier, a more communist party than Nancy Pelosi is able to give, particularly with the amount of money she's made off of bilking the taxpayers for all these years. And she will not retire as long as there's enough hair dye to go around. 7:27 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And the idea somehow that we would be bound by looking at a Democrat party so lost that they look at Nancy Pelosi as one of the nominal leaders of the party?
At the same time, Cory Booker is one of the other. We said this half hour with Cory Booker doing basically a wonderful little stand-up, a little performance. It sounded a little bit like Sam Kinison. I was waiting for him to begin to scream into the microphone. But, I mean, that's all they have is performative. All things they're doing are performative. There's no content. There's no policy they're in favor of or they diswant completely. There's simply, we don't like Donald Trump. Let's make enough noise so that people feel we're doing something. And that's all they have.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. And racism.
Oh, yeah. Racism.
Yeah. That eventually will come out as well. But, yeah, it's amazing to me. The Democrats right now are completely in disarray. You got Hunter Biden out there saying that the reason why we lost the election is because you abandoned the guy at the top. Kind of glossing over the fact that the guy at the top had nothing in the top, okay?
They abandoned the auto pen. That's the problem.
He was toast. And so the auto pen thing is a huge scandal. President Trump is absolutely right. That is probably one of the biggest scandals in the history of the United States. And you had people, it appears now, Neera Tanden, Jeff Zients.
Zients, yeah.
Mark Bernal, perhaps Jill Biden, and maybe others that were signing off on pardons, not legislation, but on pardons and other maybe important legal documents without Biden knowing it. Even though he told the New York Times that he was aware of all the decisions made. But there's one pardon that apparently we're now just getting wind of. There was a child molester that eventually murdered an 8-year-old boy in Connecticut who was granted clemency.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sure Biden was aware of that one. So
Zients signed off on all the last day clemencies. Yeah. That's according to Joe Biden. Yeah. He had no content there.
Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. It's hot. And again, we haven't really hit the dog days of summer yet. So if your AC is chugging along, let me tell you something. My AC bills were pretty high last year. And this year I got it checked out. And got it, Tim Kyle came out, did some maintenance, checked out the whole unit, and they're much better this year. I mean, look, electric rates are still high, there's no doubt, and we've had a couple of rate increases, but it has made a difference in my bill, and I'm sure it'll make a difference in your bill when you have the filter changed, when you have coolant added, and your coils are not freezing anymore. So right now, the focus is on air conditioning. In the fall, it'll turn to the heat, forced air furnace, or heat pump, whatever you have. But call Tim Kyle today. They'll come out, check your system, make sure it's operating and operating efficiently. 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or online, timkylecompany.com. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Another hot day today. We'll get to that in a moment. City police are investigating a shooting in East Baltimore. It took place yesterday. Officers called to a hospital around 6 p.m. yesterday after a man turned up for treatment of a gunshot wound to the foot. During their investigation, police learned the victim was in the 2000 block of Sinclair Lane when he was shot. No word on a suspect. Baltimore County Police have arrested a suspect in connection with a July 12th shooting in Cockeysville. Jeffrey Davis faces several charges, including first-degree attempted murder for the shooting along Lord Byron Lane. He is being held without bond at the Baltimore County Detention Center. Maryland GOP Representative Andy Harris says the statement, he's issued a statement following the congressional approval of a major cryptocurrency bill. The House Freedom Caucus chair says the caucus reached an agreement to advance the president's agenda, which includes strong anti-central bank digital currency protections. Volunteer with the Anne Arundel County Police Reserve Office Unit, who he's actually no longer associated with. And this guy's been indicted for threatening federal officers. Seth Jason of Edgewater, who works for Voice of America, allegedly made numerous calls to U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia to her office, threatening to kill her, to kill her family, to kill her staff. Calls made between October 2023 and January of this year. How they know? Well, the calls were made from phone lines inside Voice of America, where Jason works. If convicted on all charges, Jason could face up to 17 years in prison. He is no longer, as I note, affiliated with the Anne Arundel County Police Department. And city police investigating the shooting in East Baltimore around 6 p.m. yesterday. A man showed up again, wounded, this time in the thigh, with no indication of where it took place. He won't say or exactly what the cause might have been of that shooting. 7:32 WCBM next. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business, powering possibilities.
Now through July 21st, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card for your business. Call and switch to Comcast Business today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
Pick three, lottery number 593. Your pick 4-5-4-7-4. And now at 7:33, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Looking for a wreck in here in Howard County, northbound Route 29. It was reported in the right lane or near the right lane at Broken Land Parkway. I've looked at both the cameras here on 29. There's no impact. There might be a police car somewhere along the line, but there's no impact at all on 29 right now for the traffic through there. Been a good trip towards the Capitol Beltway, both on 95 and the Parkway. Capitol Beltway, no big issues right now towards Montgomery County and on the inner loop around to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. And both the tunnels at last check still clear. Have not seen a big problem going in to the Harbor Tunnel southbound, but always there's a good chance that there may be at least some slowing on 95 and 895 with the heavy traffic through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a little bit muggy for your Friday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Look for temperatures that will be slightly cooler, a little less humid. Still the potential of a few showers as we head into the afternoon and evening time. Tracking a few more storms as we head into the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Orioles GM Mike Elias with a lot on his plate this week as his team is on the road for 7 games beginning tonight in Tampa while back at the ranch fielding phone calls from all over the league about his players.
I don't want to talk globally about who we may or may not trade. We're still trying to play hard, trying to win as many games as possible.
Meanwhile, trade rumors involving catcher Adley Rutschman continue to swirl, propelled by the Birds drafting two catchers first and second in the draft. Rutschman has struggled at the plate since last year's All-Star break, 207 in last year's second half, followed up with a 227 this year. Rutschman is under team control through 2027, but his value has actually never been lower. Elsewhere, after parts of 13 seasons in the big leagues, former Oriole pitcher Kyle Gibson announced his retirement yesterday.
Really worked out well. It was a lot of fun. Took my opt out at the end of it because they didn't have a spot. They thought they might, and then they didn't. And it just so happened to line up with our family lake vacation, so that was great. Went on the family lake vacation and met everybody at the lake.
Gibson opting out of his contract with the Rays, who signed him after he was let go by the Orioles earlier this year. Ravens rookie safety Malachi Starks set an interesting precedent as a freshman at Georgia with an acrobatic interception of now Denver quarterback Bo Nix when they were playing Oregon University. He was asked the other day if he can guarantee a duplication of that in his first game at Buffalo. Coming up,
I said it a few weeks ago. Somebody asked me who I wanted to pick off. I said Josh Allen first game. So it's coming.
Georgia won that game over Oregon, by the way, in a romp. 49-3 was the final. Elsewhere, the Ravens signed second round draft choice Mike Green, 4 years, $7.4 million. The Steelers signing T.J. Watt, their pass rusher, 3 years, $123 million, making him the highest paid non quarterback in NFL history. 108 of that is fully guaranteed. Former Turk note point guard Jameer Young erupted for 40 points the other night, most ever by a Bulls player in summer league, to lead Chicago to a 102-96 win over the Bucks. The lefty was highly efficient, 7 of 8 from three-point distance. The time now is 7:37. When we return, Jason Whitlock speaks out on Facebook.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired?
Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I don't love Jason. I don't know how closely you follow him.
I do.
Write for the Kansas City paper. Now yes. He's on Fox.
Right.
But this post, 19 hours ago on Facebook, Jason Whitlock writes, July 16th, 2025, might be remembered as the day woke sports surrendered. Shane Gillis' stand-up at the ESPYs, Dave Portnoy and Barstool now have a deal with Fox Sports.
Yeah.
And then he went on to say, Clay Travis, Pat McAfee, Sage Steele, Samantha Ponder speaking out against trans sports, Riley Gaines. Am I forgetting anyone, he says? Feels like everyone else has folded. Kudos to all of us for standing up.
Yeah. And he's absolutely right, because it takes people, and there's safety in numbers. If it's one person, they can dismiss it as an outlier. But the more people stand up and speak out against the woke in sports and in everything, I think he's absolutely right about that. Sam Ponder, I just saw read yesterday. She was fired a year ago. And
for standing up for women.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, real-life women.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, the Dave Portnoy thing to Fox is really interesting, because that could be their answer to Pat McAfee on ESPN.
Right.
He's that type of personality, and he will stand up for Jews, he'll stand up for women, he'll stand up for everybody.
Yep, absolutely. So, yep. All right, very good. Thanks, Gary. Yep. Appreciate that. 7:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. You'd think the Democrats would learn from the mistakes of the past. You know, the Russia thing. You remember how that whole thing started with the dirty dossier?
Yeah.
Some salacious, bawdy tale of President Trump allegedly paid a hooker to urinate on the bed of where the Obamas stayed in Moscow. I mean, that's how the whole thing started, folks. And the FBI was not able to collaborate or confirm a single item in the dirty dossier, which is trafficked by Democrats and Republicans. What's happened again? A Wall Street Journal hit piece was issued last night in which they are alleging President Trump wrote a letter to Jeffrey Epstein as part of his 50th birthday project. They were putting together this leather-bound book, Happy 50th, with all these celebrities writing letters and so on and so forth. And in it, the letter bearing Trump's name, reviewed by the journal, is bawdy. Like others in the album, it contains several lines of typewritten text framed by the outline of a naked woman, which appears to be hand-drawn with a heavy marker. A pair of small arcs denotes the woman's breasts, and the future president's signature is a squiggly Donald below her waist, mimicking pubic hair, the Wall Street Journal reported. President Trump has denied he wrote the letter. Caroline Leavitt confirmed they were not shown the letter prior to publication, but they knew it was coming. So President Trump now has issued a statement on Truth Social. The Wall Street Journal and Rupert Murdoch personally were warned directly by President Trump that the supposed letter they printed by President Trump to Epstein was a fake. And if they print it, they will be sued. In fact, Trump said on, I will sue his ass off. Mr. Murdoch stated he would take care of it, but obviously did not have the power to do so. The editor of the Wall Street Journal, Emma Tucker, was told directly by Caroline Leavitt and by President Trump that the letter was a fake. But Emma Tucker didn't want to hear that. Instead, they're going with a false, malicious, and defamatory story anyway. President Trump will be suing the Wall Street Journal, News Corp, and Mr. Murdoch shortly. The press has to learn to be truthful and not rely on sources that probably don't even exist. Now, remember, he's already beaten George Stay on top of this with ABC, 60 Minutes and CBS and others.
Yeah.
And he's looking forward to suing and holding accountable the once great Wall Street Journal, which now, according to Trump, has become a disgusting and filthy rag. So there you have it. And now President Trump apparently has had enough. A.G. Bondi's announced she will release pertinent Jeffrey Epstein grand jury testimony after President Trump directed her to do so. So not sure if the grand jury testimony can be released based on the nature of grand jury testimony. We'll have to wait and see. President J.D. Vance calls the stuff in the Wall Street Journal. He says, forgive my language, but this story is complete and utter bull crap.
Hockey, yeah.
The Wall Street Journal should be ashamed for publishing it. Where is this letter? Would you be shocked to learn they never showed it to us before publishing it? Does anyone honestly believe this sounds like Donald Trump? Trump says he doesn't. He can't draw pictures. He doesn't do pictures. And it's not his writings. Anybody can scribble, and no one's seen it. Except for the Wall Street Journal, allegedly. And that's the only problem for Fox News.
I'm just sorry. It's not like he went on to the Hustler site and got pictures of old, I don't know what Hustler foldouts are called, and Playboys or Playmates, but I don't want a Hustler. They tend to be raunchier. This is a line drawing.
Right.
The kind
hand-drawn.
Yeah, the kind that a high school student or a horny college student would draw. Big deal. Even if you put his hand to paper and say, oh, that's definitely him, I don't care. I just don't care.
And you would be right if it was his. But he said, I didn't do it. I didn't draw it. I didn't do anything. So maybe it was planted. See, that's the two theories. The two theories on why the Epstein files have not been released and why President Trump is getting so annoyed. Theory one is that the Biden-Obama regime had these files and may have planted something in it like this. Like they did the dirty dossier, and that's what he might be referring to as a hoax. Number two, it could also be that he's keeping it as leverage against the deep state, and that's the reason now why they're trying to force his hand. So who knows? Anyway, that's all. Caroline Leavitt also said yesterday during the press conference that President Trump would not recommend a special prosecutor in the Epstein case. I am glad for that. I think special prosecutors are nothing than a monumental waste of taxpayers' money. They never go anywhere, they never find anything, and it's just make work for a bunch of people in government. All right, there you have it. We do need a contestant for our Choose Your Fake News segment. Give us a call, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and you'll get a chance to compete for a prize. Do it now.
They never go anywhere. They never find anything. It sounds like me and my car keys. It's a great relationship. 743, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
What?
Honey, where do I leave my keys? The same damn place you left them every day for the last 37 years. So
that's true.
Really.
Otherwise, you have no malfunctions.
Really?
Brought to you as a service. Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Somebody has the day off today because there are a lot of roadways that are completely clear, including the Beltway, Parkville side, Green Spring, down the west side, completely open. I mean, not even a delay so far. Hope I didn't jinx it. But in the meantime, JFX is very nice. Both the tunnels have been running free and clear this morning. Friday morning, not bad at all. No construction on 95 North in Harford County at Route 24, so no delays there. And we had a little earlier problem around the American Legion Bridge, but the Capitol Beltway has all the lanes open. BW Parkway has been good. Need to go back, and we'll do that next report. We'll go back and revisit again. There was a little more traffic going down towards the Annapolis area and picking up towards the area of Whitehall Road, St. Margaret's, and through there. Matter of fact, I'm changing the camera now. Still clear. Was a little more traffic eastbound. I was concerned that might start to back up in the area towards the Oceanic Drive, but for right now, it looks like we're doing fine. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive get your vehicle ready. They'll check your tires, belts, hoses, coolant, and more. Get it all done. One place, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a muggy start again on this summer day and partly cloudy, a little less humid than a chance for a shower. Highs upper 80s, pop-up storms possible both Saturday and Sunday. And right now, 77 in cloudy and Dundalk, 77 also in Middle River. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you win. Today, we have a WCBM 100th Anniversary T-shirt and coffee mug, and our contestant is Michelle in Timonium. Good morning, Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
Last.
All right. Well, good luck to you. Here are your three stories. Story number one, ICE has now released a new video from Gator Gitmo, otherwise known as Alligator Alcatraz. It shows images of a library, doctor's office, a gym with kids playing dodgeball, clean cafeteria, as well as massage and aromatherapy units, video arcade, and a surround sound theater. This all to disavow the Democrats' idea that they're living in inhumane, harsh conditions. Story two, a pastor was fired from his job at the library for not using another co-worker's preferred pronouns.
Oh, Lord.
He was reprimanded and given the option to play along with the delusion, but he refused and was fired. And we'll see where that goes. And story number three, the U.S. Army now has a brand new weapon that can instantly fry entire swarms of drones. It is not a laser. It's not a missile. It's called Leonidas, a microwave cannon that sends out a pulse and melts electronics in midair.
Hmm.
No ammo, no reload, just pure energy. One blast can take up to 50 drones down at one time. Interesting.
Wow.
All right, story one. ICE says they got massage and aromatherapy for the illegals at Gator Gitmo. Story two, pastor says he got canned for not using preferred pronouns. Or story three, Leonidas, the drone weapon of the future. All right, we'll start with Kristen back at it again.
Well, I definitely could believe number two because libraries are very woke now, unfortunately, so I could see that being true. I don't know. I can't. I'm between one and three, but I guess I'm going to go with one. I can't imagine there's massage services. I'll say one.
All right, Kristen, vote for number one. Chuck.
I think I'm going to go with the story about Leona Helmsley. Was that number three?
Oh. Leonidas.
Oh, Leonidas. Oh, no, that was Leona Helmsley.
They threw Leona Helmsley up at all the drones.
She could not, well, almost sent some bed there.
They put her in a catapult and launched her.
A little trebuchet action.
But it's only good for one shot.
All she got to do is look at it. The whole thing is destroyed.
Bruce.
I think the story about the pastor, I think you can tell, though. I mean, he had pastor eyes. So that's how you that's. But that's true. I think.
There's an old joke about pastor eyes, but I can't tell.
Yes. So where you can. But that'll be our last day working. Story three is also true. I'm going with the ICE video. I'm with Kristen. I think that the chance of aromatherapy at the Gator Gibbo is slim.
And Michelle and Timonium.
I'm going with number one.
All right, Michelle goes with number one as well. Story number two, that is the pastor fired for the not using preferred pronouns. Yeah, that he was pastorized. That's an absolute true story. By the way, it's caught the attention of the civil rights at the Justice Department, so they'll be looking into that. And story number one, it's better, but there's no massage or aromatherapy video arcade or surround sound theater. Michelle, of course, Kristen and Bruce, you are right. Unfortunately, Chuck is wrong again. Would you like to comment on that,
Bruce? Yes, I believe, if I remember, Kristen, the appropriate response here is na 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 na. Is that right?
I think so.
Na 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 na.
It was more like na 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 na.
Oh, na 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 na. Okay.
Na 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 na.
Yeah, that's
thank
what
you,
Chuck.
See, I went for the comedic effect.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
That was comedy? Wow, who knew?
I said I went for it. I didn't say I achieved it. Smart ass proof.
Michelle, congratulations and put you in hold time to get your prize.
Take your old ass and your cane and go home.
You can tell it's Friday, folks. 7:50, 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up next, some immigration tips here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, two championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
By the way, I'd like to officially welcome Scott Jennings to the WCBM lineup.
Yeah, man.
And how that happened was, you know, we initially had Charlie Kirk on, and it was a three-hour show, and a lot of times Charlie's traveling. He can't always do the 3 hours, and that third hour became, you know, producers and special guests and or replaying interviews and so on and so forth. Jack Posobiec took over that third hour from former War Room and Human Events fame, and then he got busy. So this opportunity came up where the folks at Salem Radio Network, which syndicate Charlie, they approached Scott, who is, as you know, on CNN, just devouring lefties on a daily basis. He's from Kentucky, and he's a great conservative and defender of President Trump. So they approached him, and he signed a deal, and now he's got that third hour. So it's 2 hours of Charlie Kirk every night from 7 to 9 p.m., and then at 9 in the evening, Scott Jennings, his brand-new show. So check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it.
Yeah, if you've not had a chance to catch him on CNN, because I realize the chances that you're the one of these 37 viewers nationwide is slim, but if you've not had a chance to catch him or hear him as we play some of his clips here on the morning drive, you really should check this guy out. He's funny, he's clever, he is incredibly focused, and watching him take liberals apart with ease at CNN, it's basically him against the world at CNN, and the world loses on a regular basis in their universe. 753, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Some really good immigration tips are for those individuals who are in the country legally. Coming up in just a minute. First, though, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
There's one little bit of a slow pocket here. Interloop of the Beltway between Green Spring and the JFX. So if you're traveling over from Reisterstown Road, you're heading eventually over towards 83. It's a speed reduction there. I don't see anything in the roadway. Been looking down towards the ramps at the JFX. And everybody's moving, but sometimes it only takes a broken down vehicle, maybe a minor incident in that backup. But it really is beginning to slow right at the ramp at Green Spring. So heads up, some brake lights in front of you as you're going over to the JFX. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 35 weather authority forecast, muggy start, partly cloudy, less humid, still a chance of a shower or storm, upper 80s today, pop-up storms possible throughout the weekend here on this unstable weather pattern. One of these days we'll get rid of it, right? Cloudy 76 in Columbia, 75 in Owings Mills.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, we continue to have this debate in this country among those who actually want law restored and believe that Donald Trump was elected in order to get the illegal aliens out of this country, and preferably, in my view, all of them, and you can come back in legally through the process as we allow, and those who say, no, we should really have open borders and basically not be a country at all, just kind of a way station for anybody who happens to wander through. And so there's so many people who are adherents of the second point of view, Sean. I thought it'd be useful, as are the people over the Babylon Bee, to find a couple of nice tips for those people who are here outside the law, he says very carefully, very cautiously. I've broken them down into three groups of three each, just so that way you have the chance to write them down, like on a taco shell or something.
Tip number one, go back to your own country. Simple, but effective. Tip number two, obey immigration laws. Studies show the best way to avoid being charged with a crime is to not do anything to break the law. Tip three, resist the urge to lead an armed gang to forcibly take over an apartment complex. It may be difficult, but your willpower will pay off.
See, this is the kind of stuff. It's so valuable for us to pass this information along. For those who are in this country who are just confused as to exactly what the rules of the road are, those are three good ones to start with. So here are the next three.
Tip four, don't rape anyone. American society tends to view this behavior as no bueno. Number five, learn English. Making a convincing case to the governing authorities is much easier when you can actually speak a language they understand. Number six, try cutting back to less than one murder per week. ICE is targeting violent criminals first, so go easy on the murdering.
You see, now, again, who'd think of that? I mean, only we here at the Morning Drive, and of course the people of Babylon B, would say, you know what, really, it's good to pass along these things. Don't rape anyone, and try to not murder too many people. Those are just things you should bear in mind if you want to be in this country outside the law. If you want to avoid the first sweep of ICE, those are the first six tips. And Sean, here are the final three.
Number seven, get your MS-13 face tattoo removed. Laser removal may be pricey, but it will help you be less conspicuous. Number eight, ask Selena Gomez to hide you in one of her mansions. She's got several of them, and based on her social media posts, she'd definitely do something to help. And finally, number nine, find the perfect hiding place, like Venezuela. ICE will never look for you there. Following these tips is a surefire way to evade capture and deportation.
And by the way, if you don't follow those tips, chances are you'll get familiar with country whose name's worst is alerted
yes.
here.
Eswatini.
Eswatini.
Yeah.
Like, where the
this
hell?
Is still ongoing public service here from the Morning Drive and WCBM. But other tips like do not attack, do not shoot at ICE agents during a California farm raid.
Again, very useful. Who would think of this?
They've released a photo of that individual, $50,000 reward. If you're a professor in California, don't throw tear gas canisters at federal agents during the same California farm raid.
So useful. And again, for those who are in this country illegally, you should be writing this stuff down. Yeah. You follow the tips we give you this morning, and you could be here for like another 2 or 3 months.
Also, if you're a Rhode Island Democrat representing Providence, do not defend a member of an MS-13 gang and known dealer of fentanyl as after he's been arrested and removed from your community.
Yeah, again, I mean, this is such a subtlety in the law, but people's sensitivities and all that kind of stuff.
These things all actually happened.
Yes.
And if you're a rhino, as Florida Congresswoman Republican Maria Salazar is, don't introduce the Dignity Act calling for mass amnesty and providing a pathway for citizenship for people like MS-13 Maryland man Kilmar Abrego Garcia, by the way, whose trial is set now for January.
Yeah, and by the way, I think he had his face tattoos removed.
Yeah.
Again, he followed our tips. Hey, if you're thinking about selling your home in this shifting market, my number one recommendation is Vinnie Steele. If you're tried selling your home yourself and it didn't sell, you've got to talk with Vinnie Steele. If the listings expire particularly, Vinnie is Maryland's real estate expert. He makes buying and selling your home so simple. The real estate agent you choose, especially now, really matters. I strongly suggest you choose Vinnie, and here's why. Vinnie uses technology that's just being developed now. An awful lot of real estate agents are still selling homes with the technology they acquired when they went to real estate school back 25 years ago. And there's a much more efficient way of having your home sold than that. Vinnie's stats are impressive. He has over 12,700 buyers in waiting. These are people who want to buy a house. They want to maybe buy your house. By the way, Vinnie sells about 2.8 times faster than other real estate agents and sells for more, about 3.1% more than the average agent. 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515 or VinnieSteele.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. With an early morning vote in the House, Congress has given President Trump the go-ahead to cancel $9 billion in planned spending on foreign aid and public broadcasting. The president acting on some of the recommendations made by DOGE.
The Senate amended measure, which restored $400 million to a global AIDS prevention program that the original package had cut, passed the House shortly after midnight through a 216-213 procedural vote that deemed the measure approved without a direct up or down vote. The package, which originated as a request from the White House Office of Management and Budget, represents roughly 5% of the $190 billion in savings DOGE says it has identified. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The president's asking Attorney General Bondi to facilitate the release, subject to court approval, of all relevant grand jury transcripts from the Jeffrey Epstein case. The president writes on Truth Social, this scam perpetrated by the Democrats should end right now. Later today, President Trump will preside over a ceremonial swearing in of his brand new IRS commissioner.
Former Congressman Billy Long was confirmed to lead the IRS last month and now leads an agency he once sought to abolish. In a message to employees, Long said he wants to develop a more taxpayer-friendly agency by transforming the culture. Since the start of the Trump administration, the IRS has undergone massive change, including widespread layoffs and voluntary retirements of tens of thousands of workers. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Homeland Security Secretary Noem hinting at possible changes to TSA's liquid restrictions for airline passengers. It could mean parting from the current rules that have limited liquids in carry-on bags. Experts say that newer scanner technology is better at detecting explosive liquids concealed in carry-on bags. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures 14 points higher. NASDAQ futures up 14 as well. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
My back got injured very bad. I was off work for about a year. I heard about Relief Factor from my wife. I took it every day, three times a day, for 3 weeks. I looked at her and I said, the pain is gone. And she said, I'm glad it helped. I said, no, you don't understand. It's gone.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Are you over the age of 55 and want to secure your wealth with physical gold and silver? We are Advantage Gold, the number one customer rated gold company in America. We have been helping investors take their 401ks and retirement accounts and diversify them into physical precious metals like gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Call us right now, 800-900-8000. Just call 800-900-8000 and claim your free gold investing starter kit. Also learn how you might qualify for up to $10,000 in free gold and silver. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Please consult your tax or financial advisor. Call us at 800-900-8000.
Good morning, Friday morning at 8:03. Getaway day for an awful lot of folks. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes. I see if it's going to be easy for you. Chuck Whitaker.
Still clear. No construction this morning in Harford County, so that's a bonus today. Northbound 95, the lanes are open at Route 24 at the 76-mile marker. Again, we had a report earlier there may have been a wreck near the median on I-95 northbound after the Beltway heading out towards White Marsh Boulevard. I've looked in the area once again. No significant backup right now. Northbound, crews are working on a water main break in the city at St. Paul Street in the area, 27th Street, so keep an eye out for that. JFX looks fine. Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a little bit muggy for your Friday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Look for temperatures that will be slightly cooler, a little less humid. Still the potential of a few showers as we head into the afternoon and evening time. Tracking a few more storms as we head into the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Reisterstown has 74 degrees. Ellicott City also 74. Downtown Baltimore, by the way, it is 80 all morning long. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the Morning 5 with Casey and Elliott. The Maryland AG's office has released the name of the man who died in the custody of the Baltimore City Police. 31-year-old Dante Melton Jr. was being restrained during a mental health crisis on June 24th. Police called for an ambulance. Dispatchers never received the call. Police did not know that the system was down. Melton became unresponsive. There's no medic. So police took him to the hospital where, unfortunately, he died. One sergeant, 9 officers from the Operations Bureau have been identified in the incident, and the IID continues to investigate. Marylanders gathered across the state yesterday for Good Trouble rallies to honor the late congressman and civil rights leader John Lewis. Rallies in Baltimore and Annapolis, Baltimore County, among the 1,600 nationwide demonstrations to remember Lewis and speak against the actions and policies of the Trump administration. Lewis used the term Good Trouble to describe the nonviolent demonstrations that led to the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Yesterday, by the way, marked 5 years since his death. City police investigating a shooting in East Baltimore. Officers called to a hospital around 6 p.m. yesterday after a man turned up for treatment of a gunshot wound to the foot. During their investigation, police learned that the victim was in the 2000 block of Sinclair Lane when he was shot. No word on the suspect as of yet. And Baltimore County Police have arrested a suspect in connection with the July 12th shooting in Cockeysville. Jeffrey Davis faces several charges, including first-degree attempted murder for the shooting along Lord Byron Drive. Davis being held without bond at the Baltimore County Detention Center. Pick three lottery number 593, pick 45474, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. Ravens got it done yesterday, an important move, agreeing with second-round draft pick Mike Green on a deal. No word on how much of the four-year, $7.4 million of the contract was guaranteed. Here's Green on his mindset coming in.
So you got to think about what more can you add to your defense. And I feel like the Ravens did a great job of picking somebody up that had previous success at getting to the quarterback.
Green at a Marshall University led the NCAA last year with 17 sacks. Orioles back in action tonight, beginning a seven-game road trip in Tampa to start the season's second half. Meanwhile, GM Mike Elias will be working the phones, and stuff could be happening, according to the GM.
I think it's a step in that direction. I mean, there's no way around that. The timing of the draft, and when you have draft picks involved in the trades, kind of front loads these decisions, and it's earlier than my comfort level.
And, of course, it'll be Charlie Morton on the Hill tonight for Baltimore against Taj Bradley for Tampa Bay. Players with the highest value for Baltimore include Ryan O'Hearn, Cedric Mullins, Charlie Morton, Sir Anthony Dominguez, and Greg Soto, all playing on expiring contracts. Day two of the British Open underway as we speak at Portrush in Northern Ireland. Brian Harman atop the leaderboard now through 11 at 6-under. Scottie Scheffler 3-back now with tee off at 10 a.m. Finally, if you're a Peacock streaming service subscriber, listen up. Your rates are about to go up. The ad tier from $7.99 to $10.99 per month, ad free from $13.99 to $16.99. The reason? Live sports. NBC will be paying over $2 billion per year now for its new NBA package. The streamer also has Big Ten sports, NFL football, and the Olympics as well. Coming up in 30 minutes, a sports memorabilia dealer admits to a $350 million scam. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years. From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Christy Nome says more gator gitmos are coming. Maybe Alaska might get one. Maybe somewhere in the heartland. Who knows? They may not be exactly gator gitmos, but they'll be interesting. Can you imagine a facility that is surrounded by, like, very tall mountains and rough terrain out in the tundra somewhere?
Yeah. Anchorage, for example.
All right. 410-922-6680, our number 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up in this hour, Maryland's crumbling infrastructure getting some attention and problems with the Russell Street Bridge. And it does not look good. Senator Kennedy will weigh in on the rescission package, which passed in the House yesterday. Mayor Scott making news today on a couple of fronts. First up, this $400 million opioid listening tour he's embarking on. You know, Baltimore has received $400 million in opioid settlements from Big Pharma regarding their role in the crisis. And Mayor Scott is currently now engaging on a listening tour in neighborhoods with the highest overdose rates. And, of course, seeking community feedback before he decides on how he's going to allocate the $400 million. Here's Mayor Scott.
Everybody from our health department to all these recovery programs that have been here working in this community and others for a long time know what they're doing. They haven't had the investment.
Of course, now we have the 27 mass overdose or bad dose, whatever it was. Now they think it was fentanyl and bad fentanyl or something else that was cut with the fentanyl that caused these overdoses. But he blamed the lack of resources for letting the drug epidemic explode.
We've never had the resources to deal with this this problem at scale. Everybody from our health department to all these recovery programs that have been here working in this community and others for a long time know what they're doing. They haven't had the investment.
And, of course, he wants your feedback. He wants your ideas in these areas as to what should be done with the $400 million. Here's one resident of Penn North.
I think we could use more security cameras in the neighborhoods, especially these heavily drug-infested neighborhoods. More security cameras. Security cameras might be a deterrent for some of the drug activity. I mean, who's going to want to buy drugs or sell drugs if they know there's a camera right there watching them? Their face is recorded.
Question, how long do you think those security cameras would last?
At least 3 days.
Yeah, if that. And Mayor Scott says he's embarking on this listening tour because it's important to get the feedback from the people that are being victimized by this poison.
We have to hear from everybody, especially those who have family, who have lost family members, who are suffering through addiction and issues.
All right, so your ideas. What are your ideas? I mean, $400 million is a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
How many police officers do you think you could afford with $400 million? Maybe even you cut it in half. Maybe you spend $250 million on more law enforcement in these drug areas. I think the president really should talk about shutting down all these open-air drug markets in all these cities, because that's what's causing this urban blight and a lot of the crime.
I mean, I'm horrible at doing math in my head, particularly in the air.
That'd be thousands, right?
But I think so. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the average salary right now is for.
I think starting salary is $60,000.
All right, well, you take the 60, add another 30 all the stuff that has to be added on. $100,000 per police officer for a year. Let's say you want to fund them each for 10 years.
That's a lot of money. You know. Or you could split it between putting more feet in the street and services.
Yeah.
I have another idea what should happen to the addicts as well in just a second.
813 right now, Talk Radio 680. WCBM, a man who lives his life either in the attic or in the basement, depending on which neighbor's house he's in. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
And don't forget, two more speed cameras now for the JFX.
Oh, that's so special.
We have the traffic cameras.
Yeah, but the city hasn't got to see that revenue. Most of it's going to the company.
Oh, yeah. And then they're ticketing people who live in the county who aren't paying anything.
Do you want to dispel the rumor right now that you have a seat on the board of that company?
You can dispel that, Mr. Casey. Okay. Thank you very much for bringing it up.
All right.
Now,
how
difficult? We'll call you later.
How difficult was it for you up in the attic to actually drill through so you could see the people down below, Chuck?
I like to drill through you, I can tell you, because I've had enough of you today. That nan-nan-nan crap on the lift. 50 eastbound, if you're heading to the Bay Bridge, you're good. Whitehall Road, St. Margaret's, up to Sandy Point, and then over to the main span, you're doing fine. Two lanes eastbound, still three westbound. No backup right now. The pace is still good, though it has become a little bit busier here just in the last 10 to 15 minutes for the traffic eastbound. But no issues right now. Up around I-97 and Route 32, they're still moving through there without any major problems. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We start off muggy, partly cloudy, a little less humid, but still a chance for a stray shower. Upper 80s for the high today. Pop-up storms possible through the weekend. And right now, 79 and cloudy in the city. It is 78 in the Middle River. And time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
A15, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Well, going through my list in my mind of possible new locations for more alligator Alcatrazes, I'm thinking about the Alaska Attica, the Louisiana Leavenworth. There are choices out there still, folks. But it doesn't matter what the nickname is, there are some people on the left who hate the very idea of putting people behind bars.
I need somebody to tell me that I'd not just walk upstairs and see a clip on the news talking about alligator Alcatraz, a prison camp that they're building in the Everglades in Florida to throw immigrants into. Truly, what the f*** is happening when they're in the middle of construction of a prison camp in the f***ing Everglades to throw immigrants into, which by the looks of it, of what I saw on the screen, looked just like several rows of cargo shipping containers. They're building a f***ing ton of shipping containers that they're going to throw human beings into because they're immigrants. If that wasn't already horrifying enough to throw human beings into f***ing containers, Florida had to Florida and be like, you know what, I'll do you one better. Not only are we going to make this disgusting f***ing prison camp, but we're going to put it right in the Everglades next to all the f***ing gators and joyfully refer to it as alligator f***ing Alcatraz. No, no, absolutely not. Just make it stop. Make it stop!
This woman would be lost without the F-bomb. You realize that? She would be able to get through a paragraph without the F-bomb, and that would be straining her entire vocabulary. Yes, ma'am, it's the alligator Alcatraz, and as we noted, the Alaska Attica, the Louisiana Leavenworth, and the Alabama Angola are still to come. I just plan on being upset about them because instead of using shipping containers, we're just going to use ships. That's it. We're going to use ships or just containers of any kind. Tupperware containers or containers you buy at the container store. We'll cram them into those little containers of the container store. How's that, lady? Sorry, I got a little carried away. Ma'am, please get back in the clown car and get out of here.
Well, our listeners have suggested for Mayor Scott's $400 million opioid listening tour, $1 million for services, $399 million for ankle monitors.
You might want to spend at least 10 or 20 bucks to have somebody monitor those, by the way.
Roger is in Owings Mills.
Morning, Roger.
Yes. Hi, guys. I know you believe in the Constitution. I'm a lefty. I go way back with Tom Moore. He used to take me completely apart, but I loved him anyway. So if you believe in the Constitution, then you believe in the Fourth Amendment, which says no searches and seizures. There's been a lot of cases that say you need reasonable suspicion. So if you're going to talk about law and order, it's got to be on both sides. I try to be a switch hitter here. And you can't just round up, and this is what they were doing in L.A. from what I understand, people of another culture. There's got to be reasonable suspicion before you can do that. That was the Supreme Court talking.
Yeah, no, yeah. I think you're right, and what they're doing now is targeting what they believe to be the worst of the worst. These are people that the Biden administration knowingly released back into the United States, some who came into the country with convictions, some that already committed crimes while they're here. That's who's being targeted in these raids.
Well, let me say this. Francis, when you just talk about Abrego Garcia, you are assuming that all the information about him from the media is correct, and he hasn't even had a trial.
Oh, no, hold on, Roger, if I might. He's had two trials. He's been deported. Hold on, Roger, please.
Yeah, okay.
He's had two different trials. In both trials, he was ordered to be deported. He escaped being deported back to his home country because at the time he said people in another gang would do him damage, implying, of course, he was a member of a gang, which is something he denied while he was here. But in both cases, they said, yeah, okay, we got to deport you, but we're going to wait and figure out where that's going to be. The other gang no longer exists. That excuse is gone. So I'm not assuming anything I hear in the media. I'm simply reporting what the judges have said and what we know from their convictions of this guy.
Yeah. All right, we're running short on time here, but I understand what you're saying, Roger.
What does the Supreme Court say about this?
Yeah,
give him a trial.
Yeah. Well, first off, you, as an illegal alien who has violated our immigration laws, a trial is not needed. Yeah, he's here without documentation. That has been proven in two immigration courts.
But why is the Supreme Court saying give this guy
jump. Because they're referencing the human trafficking charge. That's a separate deal altogether. And
they
that's
were saying before you convict him in the press, he needs a trial. That's the Fourth Amendment.
You don't get a trial if you violate the country. If you're in the country illegally, you can't prove that you're here legally, you have no documentation, that is your trial. It's an immigration trial. Out you go. Roger, I do have to run. Thanks for the call. And call us more. I'd like to hear from more lefties like Roger that you can at least have a conversation with. Joining us once again from your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company, Vinny Steele. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. And so we haven't spoken for you couple of weeks, so you know, maybe I thought maybe the market wasn't really doing that good, or maybe you're on vacation, whatever. But
vacation,
how's the real estate market going? Looks like the rates have eased a bit here recently. Is that having an effect on the market?
Yes, John. You know, we've been monitoring that. You know, as soon as rates started to fall, we saw an increase in mortgage applications of about 9%. So as the rates continue to fall, more and more buyers are going to be getting off the fence, looking to make that purchase that they've been holding off for a while. And prices are continuing to rise nationwide. We just hit a nationwide high. So affordability continues to be an issue, holding some buyers back. But as the rates drop, that's going to help compensate for the rise.
Well, what about the inventory, though? Is it getting any better for those buyers who are just starting to look now?
Yeah, Bruce, you know, for the first time in many years, we have hit what we call a balanced inventory for homes for sale, which translates into about 4 months worth of inventory.
Wow.
Still some pockets here locally that are tight for buyers, but overall inventory is the highest it's been since the pandemic.
So that's great news for the buyers, but sellers better be prepared to have more competition, right?
Yeah, that's right, Sean. You know, sellers need to have clear expectations of the current market conditions, what buyers are looking for. Otherwise, they may have to go through the painful price reductions or even worse, delist their homes. We're starting to see this more and more. Currently, nationwide, delistings are up 47% year over year.
That's huge. That's why right now is a great option to choose your company, because you take that risk out right from the beginning.
Yeah, that's right, Bruce. You know, we will guarantee on day one to get you at least 100% of your price, or we'll pay you the difference. And this really takes the guesswork out of trying to figure out what a buyer is willing to pay for your home and give sellers the certainty that they want that other real estate companies, they just can't provide. So, you know, why take the chance of selling your home for less than your price? You can call or text us today. Lock in your price, even if you're not even thinking about selling till the fall. You can call or text us, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515, and start packing.
All right, Vinny, thanks so much. Appreciate that. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company.
823 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, looking at the Beltway here at Liberty Road, for some reason, just in the last couple of minutes, it started to slow at Liberty Road. It's doing okay down towards I-70 Security Boulevard, but right here at Liberty Road, it looks like they might be looking at something just south of there. And, of course, right at that point, it's in the construction zone. Wouldn't take much to back us up. And very quickly now, we're starting to slow before Liberty Road. We'll see if Chart will turn the camera to the south. Maybe we can get a look and see what it is. Anything there is going to be a problem, because there's no shoulder available in that construction zone. City Fire just pulled up. Thought maybe there was something to this alarm. 1200 block of Druid Hill Avenue, just out of downtown. It looks like a trash fire, but the equipment is there. So on Druid Hill Avenue, you'll have some flashing lights for the next 10 or 15 minutes. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, muggy start, partly cloudy, less humid, chance of some showers today, upper 80s for the high, pretty much the same for the rest of the weekend. Right now it is, it's getting up there already, 79 in Pasadena, and it is 78 in Parkville. And I did want to play, because in case you missed it, in the 6 o'clock hour, two Maryland Democrats from Montgomery County, one being County Executive Mark Eldridge, and the other being Congressman Jamie Raskin, had a discussion about the cuts that were happening in DOGE and rescission and in the budget and One Big Beautiful Bill, etc. And they want, once again, like the Democrats want to do, they go there. They compare President Trump to Adolf Hitler.
I've always reminded a lyric in Springsteen's song, Youngstown. where he talks about the rubble of the steel mills when disinvestment in the steel mills collapsed America's steel industry. And he says the big boys did what even Hitler couldn't do, because Hitler would have dreamed of collapsing American industry. And to see Trump following in his footsteps, it's really, it's disturbing. Now, is there any sense, you know, there are people who are talking about clawing back some of the cuts. Is there any possibility that some rationality might emerge, at least in some corners of this?
Well, look, I mean, we're going to have to run on this. I mean, the Democrats in Congress are going to have to run on repealing all of these devastating cuts.
All right, so that's the Montgomery County Executive, Mark Elrich, and the Democrat congressman from the 8th District, that would be Jamie Raskin, saying that President Trump is following in the footsteps of a genocidal dictator who started a world war and who murdered 6 million Jewish people in the Holocaust. And that is, that kind of rhetoric, I think, is it's reckless, it's irresponsible, it's dangerous, and it's what incentivizes and motivates some on the fringe out there to possibly, because after all, you're comparing him to the most, one of the most evil people in history, and for people that have been marginalized either mentally or otherwise, like the Thomas Crooks of the world or the Ryan Ruths of the world or whatever, there's already been a couple of attempts on President Trump's life. You are feeding this beast.
Yeah, and the idea somehow, there used to be a comedic writer, I can't remember the guy's name, who wrote a brilliant column on things you can do in debate. He said one of the things you can do is you call somebody Hitler. Or that sounds like something Hitler would say. Or, boy, that's what the Nazis used to do, because it immediately kind of delegitimizes anything the other person had to say. The problem is, this is the real world. It's not comedy. And you have a history of Hitler being in charge of the annihilation of 12 million individuals, 6 million Jews, 6 million others, everything from Roman Catholic priests to homosexuals to people with a physical disability. This was one of the worst men in history. We should never
minimize that. Not to mention
that.
All those that died.
Correct.
In World War II.
And so to somehow pass it off as, oh, this politician is Hitler or the Republicans are Nazis, this kind of rhetoric is stupid, in my view.
It's not stupid. It's dangerous.
Yes. So, yeah.
It is dangerous. And this is your modern-day Democrat Party. And so, I would demand of your Democrat friends, family, and colleagues to denounce this kind of rhetoric and to denounce Mark Elrich and Jamie Raskin. And we'll give you the phone numbers here by the end of the show if you'd like to call and register your complaints with both the Montgomery County Executive and with the Congressman from Montgomery County, Jamie Raskin. Stay with us. Coming up next, more of your calls and comments. We'll talk about that rescission package in a moment.
Hey, imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you. Or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp or your favorite song or maybe conversations with old friends? Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, please call Audiology Associates 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they give you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for more than 45 years, offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area. Call 410-944-3100, online aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
It's coming up on 8:30, time for the latest news headlines, and once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thanks. Sean Baltimore County Police will have arrested a suspect in connection with the July 12th shooting in Cockeysville. Jeffrey Davis faces several charges, including first-degree attempted murder for the shooting along Lord Byron Lane. He is being held without bond at the Baltimore County Detention Center. Maryland GOP Representative Andy Harris has issued a statement following the congressional approval for a major cryptocurrency bill. The House Freedom Caucus chair says the caucus reached an agreement to advance the president's agenda, which includes strong anti-central bank digital currency protections. A man who was a volunteer with the Anne Arundel County Police Reserve Officer Unit, no longer is, though, but he has now been indicted for threatening a federal official. Seth Jason lives in Edgewater, and Seth Jason allegedly made numerous calls to U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's office, threatening to kill her family, and kill her staff. Calls were made between October 2023 and January of this year. How? Because it was made for different phone lines? All the phone lines were inside Voice of America. This is where this guy, Seth Jason, worked. Now, convicted on all charges, Jason could face up to 17 years in prison. He is no longer affiliated with the Anne Arundel County Police Department. City police investigating a shooting in East Baltimore. Officers called to a hospital about 6 p.m. yesterday after a man turned up for treatment of a gunshot wound to the foot. During their investigation, police learned that the victim was in the 2000 block of Sinclair Lane when he was shot. No word on the suspect. The Maryland AG's office has released the name of the man who died in custody in Baltimore City Police. 31-year-old Dante Melton Jr. was being restrained during a mental health crisis June 24th. Police called for an ambulance. Dispatchers never received the call. Police did not know the system was down. Melton became unresponsive with no medic. Police took him to the hospital where, unfortunately, he died. Coming up at 8:32 on WCBM, next WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Pick three was 593, pick four, 5474. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so obviously there's a problem here on the Beltway south of Liberty Road on the outer loop between there and Security Boulevard. The problem is Chark will not change the camera. They continue to look at the backup. They don't know why there's a backup, but they continue to look at the backup. So when they figure that out, then I can tell you what's going on. But obviously there is something south of Liberty Road and before Security Boulevard. You know, maybe they'll get around to it eventually. The inner loop through Greenspring, that earlier backup is gone, and the Parkville side of the Beltway is closed. Clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off a little bit muggy for your Friday morning as we head toward the afternoon. Look for temperatures that will be slightly cooler, a little less humid. Still the potential of a few showers as we head into the afternoon and evening time. Tracking a few more storms as we head into the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Trade rumors swirling all around the Orioles as the Birds open the season's second half in Tampa Bay tonight. Ken Rosenthal reporting that tonight's starter Charlie Morton is of interest to the Red Sox as they make a push in the American League East. Meanwhile, O's GM Mike Elias refusing to speculate.
I don't want to talk globally about who we may or may not trade. We're still trying to play hard, trying to win as many games as possible.
Rosenthal also reporting the Birds have been listening to offers on both left-handed pitcher Trevor Rogers and closer Felix Bautista. However, a trade of either player is considered unlikely as both are team-controlled beyond 2025. From Georgia to Baltimore, that's the road traveled by Ravens first-round pick Malachi Starks as he embarks on the next phase of his life.
Mm-hmm. I grew up 30 minutes from the University of Georgia, and then it felt like I was wearing red and black for like forever. So just to be in, purple and black, and, you know, like, really indulge in, you know, what that means with the culture and the city and, you know, the building around here.
It all starts Tuesday when the veterans report to Owings Mills. The WNBA All-Star festivities will be Caitlin Clark-less this weekend. The Fever star guard announcing yesterday she will watch from the sidelines because the groin injury she suffered last weekend. It's the third injury to sideline Clark this year. To give you an idea of the Caitlin Clark effect, the 2024 WNBA All-Star Game drew an average of 3.44 million viewers, making it the most watched ever, a significant increase from the 850,000 who watched the 2023 game without Caitlin Clark. On this date in sports history, July 18, 1976, Nadia Comaneci, at 14 years of age, becomes the first gymnast in Olympic Games history to score a perfect 10, and she did it 7 times in Montreal. And back on July 18th of 2001, locally, a train carrying toxic substances, I remember this well, derails in Baltimore, causing the postponement of the second game of the Orioles' day-night doubleheader against the Texas Rangers that night. Open Championship underway in Port Rush, Northern Ireland, and Brian Harman is having a day. He's 5 under through 14 holes today, 7 under for the tournament, and he is atop the leaderboard. The time now is 8:36 when we return the sports collectible scam of all time.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member Pacific.
I'm going to tell you this story, but before I do, I just want to say, I wonder if this guy who I'm about to tell you about signed all of these things with the auto pen, just like they did in the White House.
Yeah.
Listen to this. The largest sports collectible forgery ring in the history of the hobby has been busted in a bizarre fraud and forgery case. Westfield, Indiana was the scene. Police department raiding 2 locations earlier this week, loading semi-trucks, seized items. Sports collectible dealer Brett Lemieux, publishing a post in the Facebook group Autographs 101, admitting to forging millions of athlete autographs and holograms over the past 20 years under the company name Mr. Man Cave. Lemieux claims that 95% of the Aaron Judge and Patrick Mahomes stuff that's out there are fake.
Wow.
And sold by me. Basically, every autograph sold in the last 25 years, he's telling people, you should look at. And it's fake. Someone sold it to you, and it came from me.
Wow.
That's what Brett Lemieux is saying from Westfield, Indiana.
In addition, he might also get a lawsuit on the copyright for Mr. Man Cave, which I understand Bruce owns.
Yeah.
Have you ever been invited?
That's true.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, you've been there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Bruce, how come I haven't
been to the Man Cave? It's more like a manhole.
Oh, is it? That's all Vivian would let him have.
You've been there.
Go to the hole, Bruce.
Don't tell me that. You've been there.
When? Oh, yes, that's right. I was there that one time. He kicked me out like after 35 seconds.
Yeah. Is that right? Yeah.
It was a temporary visa, you know.
So I overstayed my visa.
You did. All right, thanks.
Gentlemen, have a great weekend.
You do the same. We'll see you on Monday morning. It's 8:38, 22 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. I just want to share this one idea that Travis in Baltimore has come up with regarding the $400 million in opioid settlement. How about a bounty for information leading to the capture, arrest, and deportation of drug dealers, even if they are citizens? The lowest scum on earth are drug dealers and the lawyers who defend them in court. $400 million is a lot of bounty. And they can be indexed to how long the dealer has been in business, how many clients they have. Can you imagine if you put a price in the head of every drug dealer, illegal gun dealer in Baltimore City? Use the opioid settlement for that? That'd clean things up real fast.
Yep.
Don't you think?
Body huggers alive, you know?
Yeah. Let's go to a phone call here.
John. Good morning, John.
Good morning, guys. Great show as always. Thanks for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
First, I'd like to just say, talking about how it's disgusting how the left constantly defends all these illegal aliens that don't even pay taxes. I hear people say, oh, they pay taxes. How do they pay taxes without a Social Security number? They just hand it to the IRS for free?
Well, they'll pay sales tax and things of that nature, but
they're not paying income tax.
Right.
They're not American people. They constantly defend these people who don't pay income tax. It's disgusting. Now, the reason I'm making the call is talking about the $400 million you're talking about for Baltimore. How come they don't bring back the airplane that flies around that was fighting the crime? Because I believe it's because it's too effective. You know, they said it was violation of our rights, right? You know, it's a violation of your privacy.
Right.
Have the airplane going around. Well, if it's a violation of your privacy, that means that every single speed camera and every single camera that's on every corner and every store is a violation of your privacy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the argument they made, as a matter of fact. And the argument is bogus because in public spaces, your assumption is that you can be seen by other human beings. Now, if they're going to start taking pictures of people's the top of the buildings in which they live and they're out sunbathing, that's a little different.
Well, it's still in public.
Well, kind of. Except you're on private property, you know.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, I could be standing on the street videotaping somebody's house. Is that against the law?
Yeah, if you're in public space, then you know it's fair game, no doubt. John, got to run, but listen, thanks for calling. Good arguments there.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, there are some in Congress who resent the rescissions. This rescission package went through yesterday. Good news for all of us who care about our money being wasted. But there are some in the Senate who love them. For example, Senator John Kennedy.
A president, any president, has the right to send us a rescission package. You and I have the right to vote no. But when we appropriate money, and this to me is what it's about, it's not about how many lawyers can dance on the head of a pin. And it's not about a law review article. Article 1 versus Article 2. Because American people don't care. They pay us to care. American people care about the cost of living and how their money is spent.
Yeah, and what we've seen, particularly as the folks in DOGE went through department after department, was a whole bunch of stupid spending.
When we appropriate money to a president, any president, and they spend that money on male prostitutes in Haiti, on condoms in Zambia, on electric buses in Uganda, I want to know about it. I never heard it from this committee, for damn sure. I heard about it from the White House. And I'm damn glad they told me. And I'm going to vote to get rid of that stuff every single time.
And if only every single senator would take that attitude toward our money, it's not theirs, it's our money being spent in these fashions, I think we'd all be a lot healthier and have a lot less cynicism about what's going on in government at every single level, Sean.
Absolutely. But this is what, 0.001% or something like that of the total federal budget, $9 billion or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just really, it's a pimple on the elephant's backside, but we got a long way to go to pay down this deficit of 30-some trillion dollars.
You listen to people like Klobuchar, like Corey, it's as if their cat has been personally scalded and you want to serve it for dinner. You're right, the percentage so far is very tiny. Well, and now the ex-employees, or soon to be ex-employees, of the Department of Education are saying, we're going to fight to keep our jobs. Knock yourself out. But you'd be more productively useful, I think, to sit and knock yourself out to find a new job. It's just a thought. 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
We have not yet discovered what the problem is on the outer loop of Liberty Road because Chart will not change the camera to look south from Liberty Road. They keep looking at the camera at Liberty Road, which is now backed up to 795. Do the math. If there's no traffic at I-70, where the hell is the traffic? Somewhere between Liberty Road and the bridge at Dogwood Road, down through there, Windsor Mill Road. Okay, all you got to do, turn the damn thing to the south so we can get an idea what it is. Try not to
complaint
here.
Number 7,246.
You know how aggravating this is? About the top of my head is about to blow off.
The problem at the plaza is I can't even see it because the camera's in.
I'm telling you right now, I'm getting ready to start cussing here.
Ready? Getting ready to start cussing? This would be a new thing, apparently.
You should hear what I've been saying off the air. Oh, it's a gem. I can tell you that. So if you're backed up from 795, and I mean sitting still here at 795, go down through Liberty Road, I can't tell you what it is. I don't know which lane because it's not reported as anything. Nobody's responded to anything. But obviously, there's something in the roadway south of Liberty Road. It would be nice if we could get a look and see what it is. That's your job. Turn the camera.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. Not my job. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. The Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Muggy start, partly cloudy. Less humid, chance of showers. Stray shower maybe later this afternoon. And upper 80s for the high. Pretty much the same forecast for most of the weekend. Sad to report. Right now, cloudy 80 in Dundalk and 79 in Parkville. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Well, paramedics in Arkansas ended up saving a raccoon that got its head stuck in a soup can. They used special shears and a ring cutter from their ambulance to cut the can off. The raccoon was fine, ran off down the street. Here's paramedic Stu Uzel talking about rescuing the raccoon, and no, his name was not Rocky.
I saw this little raccoon running down the side of the road, his head stuck in the can. We thought, oh no, we've got to get out and help this thing. He stayed pretty calm, just kind of petting him like you would a house pet, and I think he sensed something good was going on. We'll just split the can down the side enough to work it out. Just helping with somebody or something in distress, and if you can lend a hand and render aid.
Wow. So, again, just imagine that raccoon would have been in a permanent soup can jail. If you're one for those paramedics. By the way, the latest poll out on, this is up in the New York City mayor's race, I think you might find interesting. This is the Harris poll. You got Mom Donnie, the commie, at 26%. Next up after that is Andrew Cuomo, who lost by 12 points to him in the Democrat primary. He's at 23%. Curtis Sliwa, the Republican, at 22%. Now, the margin of error is about four points, so he's within. It's a statistical tie. Sliwa at 22%, and Eric Adams down at 13%.
Wow.
And 15% of voters are undecided. So the numbers are, there's a big surge, big swing. You can see the anti-Mamdani vote is coalescing and split between three or four candidates right now. So the conventional wisdom is somebody's got to drop out if you don't want this commie to end up running the capital of capitalism, New York City. Speaking of which, one of the reasons why more and more of Mamdani's actions and beliefs are becoming known, like he believes that private property should be abolished.
My platform is that every single person should have housing. And I think faced with these two options, the system has hundreds of thousands of people unhoused, right? For what? And if there was any system that could guarantee each person housing, whether you call it the abolition of private property or you call it, you know, just a statewide housing guarantee, it is preferable to what is going on right now.
Really?
And I think that people try and play like gotcha games about these kinds of things. And it's like, look, I care more about whether somebody has a home.
Yeah, very nice. Would you be willing to house a couple of people like in your spare bedroom in your apartment?
Yeah. Well, see, you know, he's one of these commies that really, you know, if things go bad for him, he can always rely on mommy and daddy.
I worked until January, and then I took time away from my job. And one of the major reasons I could do so was because I knew that if I ran out of my savings, my family would be able to support me.
Yeah. How very nice for you.
Oh,
so
comrade!
So your family, the capitalists,
comrade,
would be able to pay for you.
Comrade.
You hypocrite! Wow,
comrade, wow. Mom Donnie. Oh, the truth is coming out. The guy's being completely exposed as a fake, a phony, and a fraud. I mean, but this is all the Democrats have left to try.
Yep.
Think about it. Their other ideas aren't resonating with the American people. You know, again, having boys, compete against girls, and you know, having this. The gender mutilations and all this stuff. I mean, the American people are turning on the Democrat Party. So the only thing that they have left, they move to the left more and more each day.
Yeah, because they don't see any room in the middle because the middle is all moved toward the Republicans. Hey, by the way, the story that you had a moment or two ago about the raccoon, maybe think of something that from what I understand is true. You know how many backwoods West Virginians it takes to eat a raccoon?
No.
It takes three. One to eat the raccoon and two to watch for traffic.
That was roadkill. It's hard to eat a raccoon while it's still alive. By the way, Baltimore City spending $66,000 to send the mayor's staff, 8 council members, and others to the annual AFSCME conference in Ocean City, Maryland. You got the Board of Estimates, which, by the way, the mayor is a part of it. The City Council President, Zeke Cohn, is part of it. He's going. And, again, I think control, like, most of the Board of Estimates. So this is the mayor and his buddies, his chief of staff, his former chief of staff, all approving $66,000 of taxpayer money for them to go to the MAKO conference. That's the one from August 13th through the 16th in Ocean City's Roland Powell convention. That's usually one of the, Kristen's usually around down there around that time. Are you going this year around that time? Yeah, Kristen will be down there.
Hey, there you go.
She'll slide in there and get a special report on Governor Westmore's speech this year or what have you. But $66,000. It must be nice to approve travel expenses that other people pay for yourself. What a bunch of leeches. 8:50, 10 before the hour of 9 o'clock. And, and don't tell me that they need to go. Yeah, if you want to go that badly, pay for yourself.
Is that Envy speaking?
No. I don't want to go anywhere near the MAKO conference. Best of Morning Drive available each and every day at WCBM.com, our Rumble Facebook page is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Friday on the show, the floodgates are opening in the Russia collusion hoax, and Jim Comey and John Brennan are about to get swept away and into prison.
Hey, have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
Fan meet feces, feces meet fan.
What?
Plus, it's Friday, so Tony Kennett from the Daily Signal, the great Mary Walter, and from Hollywood in Toto, Christian Toto.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
852, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. For those of you who every once in a while go to Bruce's Brain on Facebook, right after the show, I'm going to post a great piece by Victor Davis Hanson. You know, I love this guy's thought process. His brain is amazing. I found it at Town Hall. Said the world woke up. He says, how the world's changed in the last 6 months. We have memories so short. We can perceive of last week, but not last month, and certainly not 6 months ago. And he details how the world has changed in the last 6 months. But just a note, by the way, yesterday, remember the recession that was going to happen, according to all the naysayers? Well, so far, it ain't happening. Yesterday, the major U.S. stock market indices closed at record highs. S&P 500 rose 0.5% to 6,200 and change. Dow Jones rose again to 44,800 and change. NASDAQ reached a record all-time high, reaching up to 20,864.27. The Russell 2000 index rose 12% yesterday to 2,253. All record closes. That is the Trump economy. 8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Never found out what it was, and now it has cleared itself. So the unknown object or accident or broken down vehicle that was there south of Liberty Road is gone. And the backup is now easing. So much grateful thanks to the folks that did not change the camera. And those of you who are still sitting back at Old Court Road, it ain't my fault. I don't know what the hell it was.
Maybe it was just somebody driving really slow.
Yeah.
You think?
No, we don't know what it is.
I mean, what do you think? They were walking?
No. Maybe they're on bicycle.
It was headed out for a push?
Maybe that's the next thing. Bicycle lanes on 695.
It might not be a bad idea.
It was the Uber driver you had, Chuck, when he brought you to the roast.
Just think, if we only had bicycles and we had 6 lanes wide, we could put a hell of a lot of bikes on the beltway.
That's right.
Well, wouldn't that just be fantastic?
That'd be fantastic.
Let me go now. the inner loop of the Beltway. And Green Spring is okay. Parkville side is clear. Oh, my God. This is so dumb. Both the tunnels southbound are okay. It's a little slowing now. We're getting a little busy towards the Bay Bridge eastbound. So be prepared. That heavier traffic will be there later on through the morning. Those of you still plodding through 795, you'll get better, I promise, after Liberty Road. See you next time. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, have a great weekend, Chuck. See you Monday. See you. Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Muggy start to the day. It'll be partly cloudy, a little less humid. Chance of some showers. Highs in the upper 80s right now. 80 and cloudy in the city. 77 in Reisterstown. Kim is here, and Kim Clancy-Grive is coming up next. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. So,
yeah,
are we going to get this grand jury testimony? Is this going to drop? What do you think?
No, there are too many roadblocks.
Too many roadblocks.
I mean, think all the stuff that happens in front of a grand jury. Yeah. There's a lot of testimony there that's given, assuming there's going to be a degree of confidentiality. Some of them have agreements. You don't publish my name. You publish this stuff, they can say, wait a minute, that can be traced directly to me. And there can be a lawsuit, massive lawsuits against the government. My suspicion is if it's released, it's going to be redacted so heavily, you'll see three words a page.
Yeah. How about you, Sean? Epstein's grand jury testimony?
Well, and now it's getting ugly with the Wall Street Journal hit piece last night. Yeah. It kind of reminds me of the dirty dossier all over again. It's the same playbook for the Democrats. So the president now is really annoyed, and he wants this to get it over with. To get it out there, because it's kind of now, he was sailing along really smoothly for 6 months, win after win after win, and this thing is kind of taking the wind out of the sails. So I think he's going to try to get it released, and he said pertinent grand jury testimony. So we'll see what Bondi can release. She's got to go to the Department of Justice lawyers to see what can be released, what can be made public.
Yeah. This is a tough one.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. This is definitely a hit because he was doing so well. And he's still doing well. You know, let's be honest. He's still doing a great job. But there's definitely a hang-up here. So we're going to talk about that. Also, the local NAACP chapter has been suspended. Any guesses why?
Something to do with the misappropriation of money?
Yeah, there you go.
What a shock.
What a guess.
Now, this is not the Randallstown branch. This is the whole
Baltimore City.
Baltimore City branch.
Yeah. Doc Cheatham, he spoke about.
They just need a process similar to the mayor with the Board of Estimates where you can approve your own money for your expenses.
And then just funnel it back.
Which is what you and I do it weekly. We handle it in pretty much.
Yeah, exactly.
I mind you, your hand, yours, me. We approve everything.
Yeah.
It's good.
We're going to talk about this because I noticed there are NAACP chapters across the country that are actually doing real work. And I'm just going to bring this up because I don't know when's the last time Baltimore NAACP chapter has done anything that has helped the community. But we're going to talk about that. Ryan Araki, the delegate in my district, he's going to talk about the shooting at the Walmart in Carroll Island, the Walmart that I go to.
Uh-oh.
I know.
Seven arrests.
Yes.
What's going on?
They said it was a brawl.
Yeah.
11 to 15.
But it was also a gunshot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two kids got hurt, but they weren't killed.
Yeah.
I've never seen kids hanging out at that Walmart. But we're going to talk to Ryan Araki about that.
All right. It's coming up next. Kim Klasick live right here on WCBM. By the way, I was at the Oriole game last Saturday, and I parked in a lot and went underneath the Russell Street Bridge to get to M&T Bank Stadium.
And
I'm telling you, it is in bad, bad shape. And Fox 45 just did a piece on what's going on there. And I'm telling you, it's in bad, bad. Again, it was built in 1951. 70,000 people a day cross this. And Delegate Nino Mangione was interviewed by Fox 45 just outside our studios the other day, talking about, the state of infrastructure and the financial reality of what we face.
Yes, Maryland is facing a financial cliff, not only with transportation funding, but with the budget itself.
And then we've got this deficit. Remember, we had a surplus, which was turned into a deficit. Now there's a deficit in the transportation fund.
If you look at the transportation, we're running a massive deficit. You look at the budget itself, we ran a massive deficit. And the governor and the Democrat supermajority ran through a $5 billion surplus under Governor Moore in just 3 years.
And guess what? Delegate Mangione says, in order to fix all this stuff, they're going to have to raise taxes and fees yet again.
It's it has. I would not be surprised at all to continue to see fees rise. We saw it last year. They try to hide many of these fees. Any tax or fee in the state of Maryland must require a recorded vote.
Yep, but they try to hide it. They try to slip it through in the dark of night.
Could they have a cargo ship just run into the bridge?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, have a great weekend. We're back here on Monday morning, bright and early at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you Monday.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.